Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, no. Go away. What are they doing here?
I am a visionary.
I hate them.
I know you are.
I hate him.
I am a visionary.
I really hate him more.
Star Trek story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. You discretion advised.
Their shirts may be brown, but underneath they're wearing green.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Shoeroom and all the ships at sea.
Hey.
They hope to someday greet all their listeners by name. Don Geronimo and noted restaurateur,
hey.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
I am a visionary.
Shut up, Hank.
Don Mike Show. Thank you for listening. A new episode on this Wednesday. And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Ah. Yes, it's 031704.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
I am a visionary.
And welcome to the show, and here are your hotline to the hits. Right here, 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., you can call the show at 202-432-1067 on the WJFK lines. So many things happening. Of course, Mike's Look Around Cafe opens. We'll get to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You got the American Idol.
Yep.
Want to talk about that. We have a Julia, Rob's daughter.
Picking the NCAAs.
Picking the NCAAs. All of this just in the beginning part of the show.
Wow.
But we're going to start with something that happened to me just moments ago, and it's a chance for you, Mike.
Yes.
And you, Buzz.
Yes. Oh, I love games.
To win a valuable prize.
Oh, goody.
Yay.
The valuable prize has not yet been determined.
It's a prize to be played later.
Yes, but let me just say it will be a gift of some kind.
Good.
Are you ready to play the game? What did Alan do? Let me give you the setup.
All right, very good.
Today, and I'll give you more specifics, but I'll give you the very broad overview.
What did Alan do?
I had to have lunch today with our general manager, Alan Linewand, at a popular Washington area restaurant. Little did Alan know, nor did I know, until I walked into the restaurant and saw the booth that was available and reserved for us for our luncheon.
Yes.
Sitting in the booth directly behind me, back to back, the diminutive, evil, greedy owner of the Washington Redskins, Dan Snyder. Now, this is just dumb luck.
Sure is.
As I'm sitting, because it's a packed restaurant, I don't know he's going to be there. He obviously don't know I'm going to be there. Uh-huh. Alan's made the reservation at the restaurant. Uh-huh. Alan's not there. When I walk in the restaurant, as soon as I get there, the employees are saying to me, oh, hey, you know who's here? You know who's here?
Oh, dear.
So now here's the question. What does Alan do? And I'll tell you this.
Are you going to give us choices? Or do you want
me to... No.
Yes, because I can guess.
I'm going to give you choices. And I'm going to tell you, to heighten the excitement, that I tipped Alan off. I did call Alan on his cell phone.
That's important.
He was late. Lunch scheduled for noon. I'm sitting next to my arch rival, Dan Snyder. I mean, back to back. I call Alan and I say, hey, Al, first, you're late. And second, you should know this. Snyder is sitting at the booth directly next to ours. My back is to his back. I'm overhearing. I'm eavesdropping on his entire conversation. I say, if you want to change tables, I'm okay with that. But I just want to tell you, Snyder's here. So here now. Let's play What Will Alan Do? Here are your options.
Okay, good.
I mean, incidentally, just to be ahead of the game here, I have just, out of pure fun, I've written down the complete answer of what I thought he did. Just, and I will put it over here just in case. Just in case of I.
Yes. You have three choices.
All right.
Will Allen say to me, Don, yes, that's an awkward situation. Why don't you ask the maitre d' if he can get us another table, or meet me up front and we'll get another table.
Right.
Thanks, pal. You really helped me out of a bind.
Okay. Okay, that's one possibility. Very real.
Or, as Alan enters the restaurant and goes past the tables, and keeping in mind, as he's entering the restaurant, he'll see Snyder before he sees me.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Snyder's booth is ahead of my booth.
All right.
Will he either, here's one scenario.
So he said, will he tell you to move tables?
Will Alan tell us to move tables? Or will he walk into the restaurant, approach Dan Snyder's table, and then say, I'd like you to meet my star player. I'm sure you've heard about him, but you know he just does a radio show, and he's quite a fan of yours.
Right.
Don, you remember Dan Snyder,
okay?
Right. Or...
Number three...
And don't let the music give you any false impressions here. We're just trying to get
really as much to the excitement,
as much of this different goofy music as we can.
Sounds good. That music sounds fantastic. Hold on, a little lunch on the CD.
What are you doing?
Can I move it?
Get horseradish sauce on the CD player.
I don't know. Ask the boy. Cue it up.
He's going to reload it. Because this is the dramatic moment.
Yeah, it is.
And we have three choices.
So your three choices are...
I believe the correct answer.
Your three choices are...
Uh-huh.
Keep in mind, I'm having lunch with Alan at a public restaurant. Snyder of the Redskins is there. I've said on the air that the guy's a pest.
There's drama here.
Called him a jerk. Said all of that stuff about him.
Here, I'm handing you my answer.
Okay, thank you. So,
you can read it for question number three.
Does Alan Leipon say to me, let's get another table, I appreciate your friendship?
Okay.
Does he make small talk with Snyder and then say, here's my star player? Or does he walk past the booth, make small talk with Snyder, and then sit down with me and never mention anything about it?
Okay.
Those are your choices.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
I would now like you, just out of curiosity, the fact that I know you and I know our illustrious leader, would you please look at my answer?
Why do you have something in parentheses?
Says that you had a second question there as far as the tables.
Okay.
Says, don't change. He says, don't change tables. That's what he says. And he greets Snyder and doesn't introduce you.
That is one guess. Buzz?
Before you had listed all the choices, I wrote, Alan said hi, kissed Snyder's ring, and did not introduce you.
And I will be shocked if anything else is true.
Now...
I hope we're not disappointed.
I will tell you that I was operating with a handicap on my side.
Uh-huh.
That because I was at the last booth at this restaurant, there was a wall in front of me that had glass, which acted as a mirror.
Oh, perfect.
So I could not only see the back of Snyder's head, I could see people as they walk in the restaurant and as they would approach.
Okay.
What did Alan do?
What did he do, Don?
I'll tell you, one of the things that he didn't do, he did not say, let's change tables.
I was right about that one. Mm-hmm.
He did not say change tables. In fact, he said, that's great. I'm in the restaurant already. I'll see you in a moment. Tensely, I sat at the table. I'd like to call as my witness, Bobo Robert Spiewak.
Very good.
I called my wife. She didn't want to stay on the phone with me, So I called my best friend, Rob. I said, Rob.
There was some excited hushed tones.
Speaking of hushed tones, I said,
you're not going to believe this. I'm sitting here at the table. Snyder's right behind me. Alan's coming in. Now, you got to stay on the phone with me. So we play the game, and you're my witness. What will he do? Will he introduce me to Snyder or not? He is coming in. He is coming in. Rob was on the telephone, and I will tell you now that Alan line one, being the man of intestinal fortitude that he is, being...
What did he do, Doc?
What did Alan do?
He entered the restaurant.
Yes.
He saw Daniel Snyder of the Redskins, the owner.
Yes.
He stopped. He conversed. He shook hands. He actually, for one brief moment, stayed so long as to put his arm on the side of the bench coming up from the booth to indicate he was going to have a jolly old chat.
Sure.
How long did he stay at the Snyder table? I have the answer because the answer is on my cell phone.
Right?
3 minutes and 19 agonizing seconds for me.
Three excruciating minutes of tension, as I'm sure you were waiting to be mentioned. You left out one small detail that I think is telling.
What's that?
He pretended to be pleasantly surprised to see him.
True. And as he was leaning,
good detail.
Yeah.
As he was leaning on the booster chair, I'm saying to myself, what will Alan do? Yeah. And at that point, he said,
as the owner was eating his applesauce,
I quote, he said, "Well, it was really great seeing you."
Mm-hmm.
And blah 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 blah. He then sat down and said, "So, how are you, pal?"
There it is.
Yeah.
Could it have possibly been anything different?
A fun game, though.
Before, I'd like to point out, I wrote down my answer before you gave any of the options.
I will tell you that I did, as a matter of fact, tell the spineless, gutless Alan Line One, as he sat down, and I said to Rob, who was on the phone, I said, "Well, game's over.
Yeah,
I'll see you at work. Bye." I hang up the phone.
He said, didn't get to where he is in this company with making those introductions.
That's right.
He said, "Who is that on the phone?" I said, "To somebody from the show." I said, "Congratulations, you've already made the first segment today." He said, "What?" I said, "You didn't introduce me to Snyder."
Uh-huh.
He said, "Oh, I'm going to do that in just a moment."
No, bother.
Too late. I said, "Plus, I already met the little guy. I already met Napoleon once, that one time at the stadium when his mafioso guys came in and gave me the old, Snyder's here, they were clearing the room and all that other stuff."
And he came in here once.
He's been in the studio.
Yeah, and he's been on our show, so it's not like it's a big deal.
We still have the phone books.
It's not like it's a big deal, but it would have been an extremely awkward moment, and I think it would have proved to the world once and for all if Alan Linewand has a set. And I found out today he's like Olivia Soprano.
Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. Nothing down there at all.
And incidentally, as she was being discussed the other day on this show, in the evolution that God has made her nether regions go through.
Nothing down there, totally eroded.
So
eroded away to nothing.
Alan, from all of us on the Don and Mike Show.
And
thanks.
Incidentally, we should point out, Buzz and I both guessed the answer to that
right before all the choices were given.
Nothing could be more obvious. Yeah.
And congratulations, you have both won the small to medium soft drink of your choice.
Fantastic.
Yay.
At O'Mara's.
I am a visionary.
I am.
So anyway, that's some funny stuff.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know, it is, and it's just, it's amusing and annoying all at the same time, isn't it?
He sits down, it's like I'm insulted.
Of course.
I'm good enough to go to this fancy restaurant to have this meeting with him.
Right. But, no one sees.
But I know that, I'm one of the guys that says this stuff. But
you're like the relative that he doesn't want to introduce.
Right. Here's what you do. Here's the move. Incidentally, Alan, next time that we play, will Alan make what will Alan do, the Dan Snyder Jones? This time what you do is you go over and you glad hand, you say, "Hey, I got a guy here that, whoa, boy, is he scared assless over here. Hey, Don, you remember Dan?" That's how you handle it.
Yeah, well, I think he's proven.
That's how you handle it.
He's proven time and time again that, he's behind us.
And then he said to me, "Well, do you want me to go over there now?" I said, no, listen, you don't get it.
And incidentally,
That's also what relatives do.
The proper time, you're going to have dinner with anybody. I don't care if it's
I didn't know. I didn't. Did you want to be introduced?
Yes.
Oh!
It's called pride.
No, listen. He's only a guy that we've mocked on this show for the last 5 years.
There are general managers and program directors who would cherish the awkwardness of the situation.
Oh, you can't unring a bell.
Right.
I mean, come on, baby. you hear what I'm saying? You can't unring a bell.
You know what real stones would be?
And
hey, want to meet your biggest fan?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
anything like that.
Right. I'm not in the position, incidentally, to lean over and go, because I'm sitting there with my boss, to lean over and go, hey, Snyder, what's happening?
No, you can't.
No, and
it's impossible for you to do that, because then that's just being ridiculous. That's being almost borderline insane.
But you should know that I was ready for it, though. And I was on the phone and I said, listen, Alan might, you know, if I'm close enough here, he might, even in his own weaselly way, he might not be able to avoid me.
I'd love it, because the real way should be, hey, I think you two guys might know each other. Don Geronimo, Dan Snyder, Don Geronimo. And then there's that beautiful awkward moment.
But I'll have a chuckle.
And you've got something to talk about.
Well, let me give him a call.
Well, you know what? You did have something to talk about anyway.
Oh, I sure did.
Even with the way that went down.
Hello?
Alan.
Very funny.
Yeah, but so you, Alan.
Yeah,
so.
Yes it is. Yes it is.
I mean, you know, really, it is. I think that's why Buzz and I both wrote down the answer before the question.
Yeah, you had me playing along, too.
Now, come on, really. And I even gave you the heads up to tell you that the dude was sitting at the table.
Well, you gave me the heads up as I was walking past the tables.
Well, excuse me that you're 10 minutes late for the appointment that you set up.
It was 7 minutes, but yes, I was a few minutes late.
You're late. I'm seated at the table, and I'm at least enough of a guy that I'd call you to say, hey, this guy's at the table.
Well, see, what he would need would be a little lead time on maybe how to handle it, but no, that didn't. Alan, the thought process.
At any
thought process.
Yeah, there was really no thought process whatsoever. I hung up the phone. I was walking into the... I was standing in the lobby of the restaurant, and Don calls. And I literally started walking back. He says, I'm back here. I said, great. He says, oh, whoa, before you come back. And that's when he told me.
Yeah, right. Snyder's at the table right next to him.
Yeah.
Sort of interesting. I found that to be amusing.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm just writing down.
And incidentally, it was at that point that I knew...
Restaurant.
Yeah, right. You got the restaurant. it was only at that point that I already knew the outcome of what would Alan do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I already knew the outcome. I knew that I would be the afterthought. And Alan, how is it that I... Why is it that you're so not proud of me? Am I not a good earner for you?
Sure, you're a great earner.
Really?
You're a great earner.
Then why wouldn't you want to show me off? Why is it that you would want me to sit back to back with a man who is nearly as powerful as I am, nearly as good looking as I am?
I have another question for Alan that I'm curious about.
He's only got me in the money department.
Alan?
Yes.
Did you get any vibe from Snyder that he knew Dom was sitting in back of him?
No.
Okay. All right.
And you didn't help that at all?
Not for one minute.
You didn't feel any bit of pride at all to say, hey, Slugger, guess what?
You know what? I didn't even think of it.
I got my own Slugger.
Wow.
How could you not think of it? I'm sitting there, and he's sitting there.
I looked over once, and quite frankly, I saw you on the phone. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Yeah, when I was on the phone with Rob playing the game, that doesn't count.
But I didn't know you were
that doesn't count.
Rob.
That doesn't count.
Side, no,
that doesn't count because you knew, because I already called you and told you that the guy was sitting
there. Yeah, I know.
And you say it was timing, but you had time enough to make a call. Alan?
Well, listen.
Alan?
Yes.
I had time enough to make a call. You get that?
Yeah,
it's all about timing, but I had time enough to make the call. And you had time enough. You were walking in. You had time. You could have made the decision.
How wonderful it would have been if this segment had started and Buzz and I were both wrong about it.
No,
it wouldn't have been as entertaining.
Oh, no. I guarantee it would have been as entertaining. And I'll tell you why. Because it would have put me on the grade A hot seat.
It would have put you on the hot seat, but you would have risen to the occasion, because I know how you would have greeted him. It's the way we both said that we would greet him if we ever saw him in a restaurant. We would say, well, how are you doing? And what are we having for lunch today?
Down on my knees, I go, the train and the bus go round and round, round, or whatever that song is you sing to Bart.
Are you having the, and what are we having for lunch today? Are we having the grilled cheese? The carrot sticks?
No, come on, Alan. I would have said, after all that stuff about PB&J, I would have said, listen, Dan Snyder, Don Geronimo, damn glad to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly what I had going.
And, of course, the nice thing about that particular restaurant is that he can wear his lobster bib no matter what he's eating.
Anyway, you know, you could have done it, Alan, but now, unfortunately, I'm afraid that you owe both Buzz and Mike, that's right, the vacation of their choice.
Yay!
I thought it was a soft drink.
No, the soft drink, right, I forgot that.
Yeah, okay.
Soft drink.
I am a visionary.
Soft drink at O'Mara's.
Gotcha. I'll have them down for you guys in a few minutes.
Have what down?
The soft drink.
Soft drink. Okay, no, never mind.
Thanks, Alan.
Never mind.
On me.
Never mind.
Oh, wow.
You really inspire people. I just want to say, as we talked about today, it starts at the top.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
where the fun begins.
It starts at the top. And you want to talk about feeling good about yourself? Let's say that you're me. Sure, now I could have leaned over and said to the guy, hey, Dan Snyder, it's me, Don Geronimo. But I've already done that twice.
You could have leaned over and gone, what are you having for lunch, Mr. Little Man?
I could have done that. Sure, I could have done that. I've already done it twice. But it would have been funny and more awkward if my boss, the guy who pays me, was to say, oh, listen, hey, Snyder, here's the guy right here. You want a piece of him? Something like that.
Yeah, you'd be kind of out of that one, Alan. You know, it wouldn't be your fight.
But no.
Yeah.
You just...
Well, duly noted.
You know. And don't even ask me about our fascinating discussions about the FCC today.
Oh, God.
I thought we had a nice lunch after that.
I'm more twisted on the entire topic than I ever was before.
Of course you are. You had lunch with Alan.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Thanks for playing What Will Alan Do? And now I have one final one for Buzz and yes. Mike.
All right. Very good.
Hold on a moment, please, Alan.
All right.
Let me see. I'll take all of this so he can't hear us. Okay. What will Alan do? If I say goodbye, will he hang up or stay on the line? Mike.
He'll hang up.
He wants
to get off.
Buzz.
He'll hang up. He wants to.
Alan?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Wow. Do we know this guy or what?
You do. You are visionaries.
I am a visionary.
You are.
Oh, God.
That's how we play the game.
Oh, I can relate to that. Man, I bet you were ready to just throw him through a window.
Because I was ready for it. I was ready for and all he had to do was I gave him the biggest softball in the world.
I throw this out because it's the guy we used to work with. Goodman would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, listen,
Goodman would have done it in a minute.
Here's what you do. You throw me to the wolves. Mm-hmm. You say, hey, Dan, I got a guy here. I know you probably want to take a piece out of this guy. Hey, Don, why don't you come over here and meet the guy who you say all the stuff about?
Here's the deal. Goodman would have done it. The previous guy here wouldn't have done it either.
Here's the thing. Under those circumstances, I would have stood there and taken my lumps and duked it out with him and told him what for. But I'm not going to be the one to lean over when my boss has already greeted him. I'm not going to lean over the partition and go, like a guy over the top of a men's room wall go, excuse me. Oh, hey, Dan. Hey, I'm the disc jockey that talks about you on the radio. Remember the guy you called and you wanted to have me fired that time?
Sure.
I'm here with my boss, but he didn't have the stones to say I'm sitting at the table with him. And now we're going to be playing a game on the air today.
It was a fun game, though.
Sure was.
I love that game.
I hope
what
we play it again.
What did Alan do?
We all knew what he'd do. Yeah.
What did?
And we hate Buzz. We're 2-for-2 on that.
That's pretty good, yeah. And the pride thing. You don't buy a Fleetwood and hide it in the garage.
No way.
You know, you bring it out. You're proud
of
it.
Absolutely. No matter. You bring your hot rod out.
That's right.
If you bring that prized Harley, Buzz, you bring that out of the garage, even though the noise on that Harley might annoy your next-door neighbor, you still say, hey, is that a fine machine? Is that a fine product right there?
That's what
you do.
That's what you do.
So that's how you play.
Jesus.
That's how you play the Allen game.
Come on.
Last night, I do want to give you a plug. Mike's Bacteria Cafeteria, O'Mara's, is open.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, right? I'll take Look Around Cafe. Ixnay on the Icteria.
Gotcha. And here's your chance for a plug. The location is?
8971 Center Street. I hope
that is correct.
Is it?
Yes, it is. 8971 Center Street. My mother asked me that last night, and I didn't know. And I got the lecture. She said, what do you mean you don't know?
Well, she's right. Your mom's right.
Oh, no. I drive to it. I know the ad. I know
sure.
how to get there.
Sure, it is.
I've heard this book before. This is a book called Mary's Always Right.
Mary is always right. God bless Mary.
Your mom is always right.
God bless Mary. We are having one of those father, mother-son moments, even though my father's not around, and it was very touching and very pretty, very put upon.
Up in the office today, before the show.
All I was thinking driving in today was, because of... the similarities for those people that have watched the Larry Sanders Show.
No, listen.
The similarities are such.
You're so Hank.
That I'm if I'm not careful, if I really relaxed and came in here and wasn't controlling...
I am a visionary.
What I said to Don, which I normally don't worry about doing, but in this particular circumstance, I do. Because if I came in today and I had the conversation that I really wanted to have with him, it would have been right out of the Larry Sanders Show. It would have been exactly the same thing. With the part where, you know, Hank's all feeling put upon because he's got all these last-minute things that he's dealing with, and he's exhausted, and he's doing that. I even said like a little something about it, and Don just starts cracking up because
he
is
tired. Yeah, I just I've been burning the bulb at both ends. That's all.
Oh, man, I know what you mean. I'm doing the Fox movie right now.
Yeah. Just try opening a restaurant sometime.
This is happening upstairs. I'm waiting to tell him about the meeting that I just had, and what I wanted to say to Mike, and I didn't say it to him. I said to him afterwards. What I wanted to say to him about 5 minutes into the talk about the table.
Right.
And the beer and the people and the food and how are, what are your feelings about this job? What are your feelings about
the
this
job?
Job's
financed this whole endeavor right. You have, you know?
No, it's great because right now, you're Hank. You're up in the office before the show, and you're really thinking about tables and chairs and fire marshals.
This was a day where I was somewhat delighted to be coming in here and usually it's the hobby fun thing that's on the other side.
Right. This not a gag, and I know that you don't believe horoscopes, and generally I don't.
Okay,
today's horoscope: Geraldine Sanders in the Washington Post.
Yes,
you're cancer. You are cancer.
Yes.
You are a cancer. You're not cancer.
What? What is it? Is it bad?
This is not doctored.
Okay.
I've underlined. I'll read everything except the last line.
Okay. All right.
And I'll let you read the last line.
Very good.
Oh, good. Sensitive people like you may attract those who want sympathy, but do not give it back in return.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with the restaurant.
All right.
Then it goes on. Physical exertion will dispel feelings of unease and clear your head.
Okay.
And then please read the last line.
All right.
Which is really in there. I swear to God.
I back you up. It is true. Avoid liquor today.
Oh. That's nice.
St. Patrick's Day.
How great is that?
I'll tell you, 10 p.m. tonight, that's not going to happen.
How great is that?
Oh,
I'm
my
just looking
God.
In the newspaper, my horoscope, and I'd go, well, what's Mike? This is a big day for Mike. Avoid liquor today. Hey,
well, nobody else is, you know, what the hell?
Geraldine Saunders, I got news for you, honey. That ain't happening.
I have felt rather Hank-like all day long today.
That ain't flying.
I have felt like Hank, and I feel the incredible pressure of my cohorts coming out to enjoy themselves.
I am a visionary.
Now listen.
And I have instructed every member of the staff to do some extra double special
stop
AKing tonight.
What's AKing?
AKing. Well, the second word is kiss.
Yeah. Oh, ass kiss.
Yes.
Oh no, come on.
AKing, of course.
This place is great. This food is delicious.
How's that? That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Then if you get it on time, it doesn't matter.
All right.
Okay.
It'll be fine.
We'll see you tonight.
It's already crowded, and it's already because it's St. Patrick's Day, and it's an Irish place, and I'm very excited. And thank you for
Look Around Cafe.
Thank you for all your support. I've already gotten so much.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
I couldn't be happier. I'm going to be very excited for you to finally see the clock.
Me too. All right.
It's been up there since you gave it to me.
So. Well, much appreciated.
Of course, it'll probably be behind the speaker, though. I'm sorry.
That's
about
all right,
that.
Mike. Don't worry.
So that's it.
It's your night.
It's the night.
It's the opening night.
It's the big night.
Tonight.
I'm very excited. And seriously, it was fun talking to my mom, and she said some nice things, including, why don't you know the street address?
She's right, Mike. She's right.
Absolutely
why don't you know the
right.
Street address? American Idol, last night.
Did your guy do well?
Well, listen, not only did the three named Atard do well, here is the quote from Simon Cowell.
Uh-oh. Oh, good.
You are the dark horse of this competition.
Oh, wow. Simon gave him the nod?
Last night, Simon also said to the girl named Leah, the chubby girl Leah.
Right.
What's fantastic is the first they go to Randy, who goes like, you know, dog, I just wasn't feeling you tonight. And then Paula goes, well, it wasn't necessarily the best song. You're a great personality. Simon says, pack your bags, you're leaving tonight.
Oh, wow.
That's why we watched.
There was a great moment where Ryan Seacrest, because he's just such a dumbass, tripped as he was trying to do an ad-lib thing.
Right.
And spilled a whole bunch of water all over Simon and Paula and all.
Really?
They cut the commercial right away.
But last
night...
And the other great thing is that you know it's water. It's not Coca-Cola, which they spend thousands of dollars to have the Coke cup. It was just transparent.
There it is.
But here's... Now I'm able to crystallize, I think, maybe why I really latched onto the show. And I know everybody likes American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to get Frieda to watch it with me last night. And she would watch it. And she said, you know, I just don't get it. Here, I figured out the angle, especially with the one last night, the two-hour one.
Mm-hmm.
What it is it's cruelty.
Yeah.
They're really very cruel.
Of course they are.
But they masquerade it so that the layman doesn't think so. For instance, when they're doing, and this can't be beat, the profiles of the families.
Oh.
And I'm going to use the three named retarded boy as the perfect example. His parents,
right?
They do a background thing. First off, they make this guy look like the biggest freaking yokel in the world. He's like, I'm just glad to be alive. Everything's great. I like collecting bugs. And then they got his something like that. His grandmother and his grandfather sitting on the porch.
He's
and they got
good
their,
boy.
They got their big dentures in. They go, we couldn't be prouder, John Paul. Everybody in the town is so proud of. And then they show him in his retarded room at his house and see him living his life. And it's like, you're watching this. And you're laughing at him. And then he says,
well, everybody's been asking me about my dancing. I learned to dance from my daddy.
So now you go to a shot inside the family's living room where the dad gets up and dances, and the dad dances the retard dance like his son did on American Idol. So they come back from this, and he's getting ready to sing a song, and everybody's like, oh, that's so wonderful. And finally, the light bulb goes off. Why do I love this? Because they're making fun of this dude's family.
Sure.
And they did it consistently with every family.
Well, that's fair.
On American Idol, they made every family appear to be idiotic and bumpkins. However, I've got to go back to the three named boy, the target
your
boy.
Guy, your favorite target. Your guy that now they say is a long shot, but he might win.
Here's where they really picked on him unnecessarily. They did the big thing about his family, and then he came out and sang his song.
How was his song last night? Seriously, was it?
Not his best effort.
Really?
And he toned down his idiotic dancing a little bit.
Right.
And the judges said that didn't work, that they didn't want him to dance at all. But I think he should just go back to that
crazy dance.
Whatever happens. But here's the thing. They get done with him, and they all say rather nice stuff about him. And then Dopey Seacrest out. He says, hey, I got an idea out there. Hey, how about your dad? Would you get up and dance for us? Would you get up and dance? Oh. Come on, Dad.
That's Seacrest doing that?
And it's like the dad is, like, seriously, 400 pounds.
Oh.
And he's got a Nike golf shirt on. So he gets up out of his chair, and he's walking up towards the stage, and Seacrest says, no, stop right there. Okay, go. Do it. Now, they're not playing any music or anything.
Oh, so the dad even looking more foolish.
So the dad is going like this. Meanwhile, you know,
the tard dad.
The tard three named tard is standing up there going, that's my dad.
That's my daddy from Idaho.
And that's when I
Idaho!
And that, Mike, is when I made the pledge that for the second week in a row,
yes,
damn the cost and damn the amount of time.
How many times did you vote for him?
12.
12 times.
Got 12 times through.
And you know, probably the stupidest time the dad looked was not on stage, because then again, when you go back to the profile video, remember it was casual dad, so he was shorts and a t-shirt and a sombrero.
Hey, there you go. That's a nice look.
And you know that's what they're shooting for. Come on, Dad, how about put on that hat and dance?
Yeah, they really make the families look awful, but that's part of the charm of the show.
Sons don't mind dads looking silly, though, right? I mean, it doesn't matter.
Nah, you know.
I don't think our boy John, I don't think much bothers him.
No, and also keep in mind that the fair-skinned redheaded guy appears to be about 15 feet tall.
He's at least 6'4".
Oh, that's a
hello, Don and Mike.
Short.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Don.
You vote for the tard?
I voted for the tard.
Right on. Now, listen, we got to do this again this week. He's got to make it. He's got to be the audience.
He's got to.
When that show comes on tonight, and Mike, will you have that on in the Look Around Cafe?
Absolutely not.
Look Around Cafe.
You like won't have American Idol on with closed captioning?
No.
Why?
Because, I mean, on the big TV?
Or on a TV.
Yeah, probably can get it on a TV for you.
I would think people would want to see the results show.
Okay.
All the pressure's
oh, come on, I thought you were a visionary.
I am a visionary.
I got a bunch of TVs in there.
Show American Idol tonight.
I'll put it on one of the TVs.
I would bet everybody now that when they announce the ones that are
done,
safe.
Consider it done.
That Americans have voted in. Our boy is one of them.
It's done. I'll put it over. You know what? Where you're going to sit, there'll be a TV right above your head that you'll be up. It's very high up, though, but I'll have it on that TV.
Okay, great.
I promise.
Okay, no pressure.
Okay.
No pressure.
I'm not feeling any.
You're a visionary.
I'm not feeling any.
I am a visionary.
It's a great day for you.
It's going to be, it already is. Everybody's done everything they said they were going to do.
Outstanding.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Hello,
really.
Keith.
Back and enjoy.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Hey,
Mike.
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, I'd vote for the Tard too.
Thank you.
Does he kind of remind you of Rudy, the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Ned Beatty?
He looks exactly like Rudy.
He's got a lot of that going on. And listen to me. This guy says he voted for the guy, and I go, thanks. Like, it means something to me.
Well,
like, my God. Hey, thanks.
Well, haven't you attached yourself to this guy?
Yes, I have.
Aren't you, like, almost now a family member of the Tard?
Yes, I and last night, how embarrassing it was at 10 o'clock. Law and Order or something good was coming on, and Frida came in and she said, I'm going to go upstairs. You want to watch the show? I said, I'm dialing. She said, what are you dialing? I said, only got three more minutes. Got to get one more vote in.
You were watching that. I was watching the rebroadcast of the fight we were at to see if I could see myself stagger.
Did you see yourself hit me?
No, I didn't. I was trying so hard because, you know, we didn't get there until the headliner started.
Right.
The Sugar Shane Mosley, Winky Wright. And then the only time they would show us, we were in the press section, and the only time they would show us would be an establishing shot with one of those cameras on a crane zooming in. And I was 2 inches away from the TV, trying to say, there I am, hitting Don. No, but I didn't see it. Saw James Caan, though, a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah.
And Sylvester. You know Sylvester Stallone was there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was there. I remember that.
Yeah.
I
introduced.
I guess you didn't know that?
No, I didn't know. I heard James Caan introduced. I didn't hear Sylvester Stallone introduced. Was it nice and loud?
It was on the PA system.
Jeez.
And it was on all those big screens.
Where was I?
We got a break. We'll be right back. Oh, listen. Julia Spiewak.
Yeah.
Beautiful girl, age 3.
It's in the can, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Picks the NCAAs just in time for your brackets. Hold on. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Dad, can I have a sip of your beer?
No, son, you don't want to drink beer. That's for daddies and kids with fake IDs.
The Don and Mike Show. Home of the world's dumbest millionaire.
Howdy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of youngsters and fake IDs. Hey, are you there? Oh, hold on. Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, there he is.
Is this your son?
Yeah, sure it is. What's up, Bardio?
Yes.
Bart is here for a spring break.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to get you on the radio, show you off for a second. You know how much I love you, how proud I am of you, and I wanted to let you know that I don't know if you and your gal pal are listening to the show right now, but there's going to be something coming on the show that might remind you back when you were a little kid.
You're feeling a little nostalgic, aren't you, about this segment?
Sure. Yeah, that I used to love asking Bart stuff when he was little,
right.
And then even when he got to be older until he got to that age.
Sure, I remember. Well, I mean, the most famous part of this show for years was Bart the Weatherman. I love Bart the Weatherman.
And when he cried about the marshmallow races.
Oh my God! Was that when he had the real meltdown?
No, that was the real meltdown.
That was when he was real little.
Yeah, was that one time he wanted to speak to me on the phone?
Right,
and he started screaming like a maniac. Anyway, Barty, listen. Now we have Julia's going to be on the show, so you guys should turn the radio on so you can hear what it was like when you were a kid. When you were being exploited by your parents. Now, there are other parents that are exploiting their children on the show because, unfortunately, Mom was the only child that you could give me who I could exploit on our show.
So sorry.
Look,
so sorry.
You played your role beautifully for many years.
You were a wonderful stage kid.
You were. So what's happening?
Driving. Nothing really.
Just driving. Hey, who's the greatest dad? Who got you your hip-hop tickets?
Kathy Lee Geronimo.
Yes, I did. And I don't even know what it was that I got. I don't even know what it was that I got him tickets for. It was something, though, that...
What are you going to see? Well, that'll hip us up a little bit.
Well, no, hold on. This is... I should remember this. Bart played me a tape of this guy, a CD of this guy. It sounds like it's rap. Is it Kwame?
Kanye.
What's his name?
Kanye.
Anyway, he's good. He's good. I like it. He uses some of that language that other parents might not care for.
You're going to the Kanye show?
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Anyway, that's that. So that's what he's doing, and that's my son. He used to be precocious and cute, like you're going to hear here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's almost 19.
Right, he's a man now.
He's a grown man. Mm-hmm. He's out. He's driving a car. Is there a girl in your car?
Yes, sir.
Driving the car, got a girl in the car. Yeah. What could be sweeter than talking to dad on the radio?
Are you having a pleasant afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
All right, bud. I'll see you later. I love you.
Love you, too.
Hey, but tune on. Listen to this Julia stuff. This is funny.
All right, you're breaking, the show's breaking up. I'm kind of far now, so I'll try.
All right, well, try 105.7.
All right.
105.7.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
It seems seriously like it was an hour ago that he was a little bitty on the show.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like, it makes me sound like an old guy, but, I am an old guy.
Is this the Julia stuff?
Yes, it is.
All right, so now, in the great tradition.
Now, do we play along, or can we just listen and enjoy it?
Oh, no, we're just getting right now. All I want you guys to do is get a pencil and a paper.
Okay.
And just wait until we get to the finals,
mm-hmm.
when a three-year-old will pick this out. And what we're going to do is actually fill this out and play these teams.
Right.
We're going to wager some money on Julia's picking.
Oh, we're going to wager?
Well, no, Mike, I understand that you have...
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Right? We're going to wager.
Okay.
Some of us are going to throw some money together.
Okay.
Just some walk around.
Well, I'll join in.
Well, I know you're throwing... You got all
I
your,
have all my...
You got all your chips.
The table. I think I can spare a dollar. A dollar or two.
Okay. Anyway, here you go. Here's Rob with...
The ice machine broke.
Rob with... Oh, Rob with Juliet.
What was that? Nothing. Go ahead.
Did you say the ice machine broke?
Yeah, but it's fine. We're all set. Good.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
When did this happen?
This morning. On St. Patrick's Day.
Bad day. How'd you handle that?
Went out and bought ice.
You got enough?
Plenty.
You know, Elvis shot his ice machine once. It wasn't anything like that.
Oh, I'm going to do
it?
More than shoot this one.
So was this one that would just keep making ice all day long as would be used?
Most places like that you have a machine that just constantly turns it
out. Would you have to go to 7-Eleven or something?
Yeah.
And fill up your car with bags of ice?
I had to go to the ice store.
Is it built by Scotsman? The ice maker?
I want to hear your daughter now. Okay. I do.
No, you're the one. Listen, you told us that the ice machine is broken.
You know, that'd be the only glitch in an otherwise perfect day.
But you have ice. And everything's fine.
Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah. I am a visionary.
You know, really, when you guys get your drinks tonight, come on, don't sweat it. You know. Might be a little tepid.
Yeah. We're not sweating it.
In fact, I recommend the Irish coffee. Hot Irish coffee.
All right, then.
No, I'm kidding, of course. No, the ice is fine. It's the truth.
So you're saying tonight.
Truth.
Tonight, when I get to Mike's Look Around Cafe,
right.
If I ordered a Diet Coke, I might get it served European style.
No, you'll
which
have
is where they just pour it into the cup. Because you want ice, you go over to Europe, they go, you are an ugly American.
Yes.
Who puts ice in their soft drink?
There was a guy fixing the ice machine when I left.
Ah, well, there you go.
I think.
See, now.
Yeah, I think.
You think.
Yeah, I think.
You think.
Not my problem.
You assume.
Really not my problem.
Well, hold on.
Not really.
Whose name is it on it? Okay.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Most people drink beer anyway. That's right.
Yeah. So will there be...
Of course, there's ice.
How much ice did you get?
Tons.
Truckloads. How many
truckloads? I mean, a pickup truck full of it. Seriously. Stacked with it.
Stacked with it.
Huge amounts.
How are you keeping it
copious
cool?
Amounts of ice.
How are you keeping it cool?
It was mostly water when I left.
How are you keeping the ice cold?
We put it in the machine where it normally is made, and that keeps it cold. That part's not broken.
Ah.
Oh, I see.
Ice. It keeps ice.
Yeah. And it's a little, it's chilly outside today, so you can keep some bags outside, too. Right.
Is this really how you're running this place? Is this really, you're not just making this up?
No, this is the truth. This is the
These
truth.
Things happen.
Hey, everybody that's ever done this will tell you that stuff like this happens all the time.
You deal
with it. It's happened before, and it's fine. We're going to get a new one.
A new ice machine?
You betcha.
You bet. When are you getting that new ice machine?
Sometime 2 years, 3 years down the road.
So what are you going to do now, though? I mean, when you get past today, the rush of, and you will have a crowd with us talking about it here, and
right.
The fact that it's St. Patrick's Day.
We already do. It's I've checked in. We are already slammed.
Cool. What happens tomorrow, though, when somebody comes in, it's the day after, and then they say,
special on warm drinks.
I'd like a tall glass of lemonade.
So it's going to be a special. All the warm Pepsi and Coke you can.
You should probably buy a new ice machine.
I thought about that. Yeah. I was giving that some thought this morning.
Because I think the longer we continue the Earth's rotation of the sun,
right.
If I am not mistaken, very soon
we're heading into the warm weather month.
Yes, it's going to be getting warmer, and people more than ever would want ice in their beverages.
It's occurred to me that as the warmer months, gather, that people do care for a frosty beverage, and usually with many, many cubes of ice in that. Even if
I am a visionary,
even if it's cold coming out of the little gun that we have, mm-hmm. And we have a couple of those. Mm-hmm. They like it over those pesky cubes, those cubes of frozen water.
Yeah. So you're gonna handle that though. So I know when I go to O'Mara's that I'm going to get ice.
Oh, I'm reasonably sure you'll get, I don't think it's like we're going to have to go to Trays. Put that in the freezer.
Oh, I was thinking like a tray that brings food in.
Just on pure volume, that wouldn't work.
No.
I don't think it's even been discussed.
Mm-hmm. Good.
It's a big machine.
Big machine,
supposed
okay.
to just churn out lots of ice.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Was churning out nothing this morning.
You are. You're leaving the show early today, so you can get
a little early.
Yeah, and that's fine to me. I'm not busting your balls.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go now?
No, because really, when I'm there walking around, this is the truth.
Yeah.
When I am there walking around most often,
mm-hmm.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
There are people there that do, and I'm talking from everybody from the lady that cleans all the way through the guy that puts out the schedules and buys the food and stuff. I'm walking around, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Are you going to know these people's names?
I'm reasonably certain that tens of thousands of dollars are being stolen from me almost on a daily basis.
Are you going to eventually know these people that you're talking about? That you've owned this place since November.
Yes.
Are you going to know their names? Because you've made a promise in the local daily...
Are you talking about customers or employees?
Well, you made a promise to know...
I know all the employees' names. First names.
Okay.
I don't know all the last names.
That's all right.
You were saying that there was a guy who does this and a guy who does it. You know these names?
Yeah. You could quiz me on all the names I would know. I would know the names of every single server, every single manager, every single person in the kitchen, I think. No. No, there's one guy I don't know.
No.
Ah,
there's one.
See that?
The guy,
that
I think the guy that washes the dishes.
You know that is right there. That is the chink in your armor.
Yeah.
Right there.
One wink.
My yellow brothers. Chinks in the house.
One wink.
In your armor.
And I don't know the name of the guy that comes in occasionally, a couple, three times a month, and fixes the ice machine.
But you will.
You darn right I will.
Just remember, everybody.
No, I feel foolish sometimes. When I'm standing in the kitchen and I don't know what's going on, I feel foolish.
Just remember, all the chips, he's pushed all in on this hand.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Isn't that what I've always done? I roll the dice.
But this time.
I roll the dice.
But Tiger, this time.
You know, I get married. I meet a woman, I marry her. I see a restaurant, I buy it. You know? I go to Atlantic City, I got my pockets empty.
And look how good all
the... I go to a golf course, I'm 280 back, and I'm going over water, I go for that green.
I like that about you.
And look how good all that's worked out thus far.
Sure has. Surely has, Don.
This will be the one that breaks the mold.
Yeah. Well, this is the one that, really, it's just like, you'll get the call. You'll get the call, really. Who's that guy that did the one-man show? What, Spalding Gray?
Uh-huh. Listen to Mike.
That'll be me. Yeah, it'll be dental records for me.
Rattle on now. Mm-hmm. You are so nervous.
It'll be dental records for me.
You are so nervous, Mike.
You'll be fine.
I'm very, very happy.
We're all with you.
I know you are. I know, and I really do know you are, and I appreciate that.
Just remember your horoscope. Avoid liquor.
Okay.
Avoid liquor.
And I was planning on doing that a little bit tonight.
A little bit. All right, let's get to
it. It's right, Rob. I'll be kept in the ice machine. That'll be a tourist attraction. So if you come in and see Mike, and just pull the little door back, and it'll be my head.
Oh, Mara, wouldn't that be great? Like something on Futurama.
Yeah, I think it'll be cheaper than what that Ted Williams guy did.
Yeah. All right, let's at least start hearing Julia here.
Very good.
We got to do a break, but let's get to Julia Spiewak, who's three. She's going to pick. Get out your brackets now. Yeah. I think she's starting with the first round. We'll figure out what
Hello.
We're
doing
here. Julia, we're here to do the NCAA Division I men's bracket.
Bracket?
Oh. So I need you to say hi to Uncle Don.
Hi, Uncle Don.
Hi, honey.
Uncle Mike.
Hold on. Stop it for a minute. Stop. This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It really is.
She's a
hi
to Buzz and to Joe.
Hi, Buzz. Hi, Joe.
And to all the Don and Mike Show listeners.
Hello, listeners.
What's your name?
Julia.
And how old are you?
Three.
That's right. You have a little bit of a cold, but you're still doing the bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to tell a joke before we start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where does a dog park his car?
Where does a dog park his car?
A barking lot.
A barking lot. That's terrific. Is that a good joke?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. We're going to start in the first. Dad is
telling that joke?
That's the first joke she ever understood.
She is an angel.
That's great.
She's great. She's got a little stuffy nose, right?
She's got a cold.
Oh, that's cute, too.
And just remember.
He's the dad.
That's the father, ladies and gentlemen.
He's the dad. Just round, Julia.
Okay,
put that down, because we're just going to do this. It won't take too long, okay? Kentucky or Lehigh?
Lehigh.
Washington or UAB?
Washington.
Providence or Pacific?
Pacific.
Kansas or Illinois?
Illinois.
Boston College or Utah?
Utah.
Georgia Tech or Northern Iowa?
Northern Iowa.
Of course.
Papa and Nana.
That's right, Papa and Nana do. Michigan State or Nevada?
Nevada.
Hold it, come here.
Okay.
Julia, please come here.
Okay. No.
Valparaiso or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Hold it, let's pause it right there.
Oh, she's breaking my
pause
heart.
Right there. And everybody, now fill these out.
Oh, man.
Hello. I'm already privy to Julia's final four.
How'd she do?
I'm going to tell you, her final four is pretty strong.
Good.
Her championship game is very strong.
Wow.
And her choice for the national champion.
Right.
Well, let me just say, wise beyond her years.
Hey, that's great.
Wise beyond her years.
Oh, she's an angel.
Yeah. Fill out your brackets with the three-year-olds. I mean, listen, we've had my kid do it. We've had a monkey do it before.
Right, right.
We had, one time we had birds, roosters doing it. pecking, just to prove
this is
that
better.
Anybody can pick the NCAA.
And when this is done, say the
hello. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's not much talking you can do today. Just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You're doing a great job, and it's fun to have you here. What are you going to do this weekend?
This week, after last weekend, I don't know if I have any energy left. Last weekend was one of
those. Yeah, but that's not the question. What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, this weekend, I really don't have any plans.
You don't have any plans? Well, I have an idea. Listen, let me be the first to invite you to the official grand opening of Hank's Look Around Cafe Friday night.
Look at that.
Hank Kingsley for fire.
You see this? It's the one with the spinning floor there.
Right.
You know, I've always been one to say, at least for my money, that nothing really aids digestion quite like centrifugal force.
Friday night.
My first guest tonight
is 36 Melrose Square.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We might not ever
Hey now. Hey now.
I hate him.
You can't hate him. You are him.
I am him. I know.
You are, at least today you are.
I am him today.
Oh, man, you are so Hank today.
Hey now. Yeah, but it's my hey now is you bet.
Yes.
You bet.
Okay.
You bet. And you can't see it on the radio, but every time I do that, I point it down. I go, you bet.
And someday there will be a product that has a little circle in the middle of it with your face, just giving that point.
Like one of those little red stars that has little pointy ends on it in the middle, you know, as seen on TV.
You bet. Well, all the phones are ringing. It's because we played the phone thing. We shouldn't call yet. You should know that. Hello, Don and Mike. Please, let's have some organization here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, even though you shouldn't be. Hi.
Hi. Just wanted to let you know, Mike, I just went to your restaurant. It's standing room only.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Congratulations.
That's good. Well, thank you.
Did you get one of the, you know, they got a great deal at Mike's place.
Well, yes.
Yeah. All the rats that you can take home with you. You get them as pets for your kids.
They're so cute.
Did you get yourself a pet rat?
There were too many there. They were all drinking.
Oh, come on, you didn't have a good time?
No. I love, I work in Manassas and I've been here for quite some time and I didn't know that Mike owned it when I was still, you know, I've been going there all along.
Okay. Now he's a visionary.
I am a visionary.
That's right.
So you've made great changes. I mean, I love the sign, the sign that you took over in the front looks classy. The new tables.
Like the sign.
Yes.
Thank you.
As a regular, Mike will be getting to know your name.
Yeah, what's your first name, ma'am?
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, man, I didn't get a chance to say what I wanted to say to her.
She'll be back. What?
You bet!
Let's get back to the NCAA.
Let's do.
Yeah. For just a moment,
please.
All these calls, we'll do a phone scan today. Maybe today two phone scans. I'm looking at the screen now, and all I see is advice for Mike. Mike's ice problem.
He loves advice.
Does Mike serve?
I think I'm okay though because I think it gets to a point where you can handle it. You know, but I mean, you know, as I said to you in the office,
I'm all for it.
I think you've mentioned the place so many times. I couldn't be more grateful.
You can't spell advice without ICE.
All right, let's
think. You're dying to take the call.
Irresistible.
One call with advice.
All right, advice.
All right, advice for Mike.
What is your advice?
A guy named Scott.
Yes, Scott, what advice do you have for me?
Hi, Mike. This is Scott from Sacramento calling.
Oh, Sacramento advice, Don. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't take advice from Sacramento.
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry, Scott.
Well.
How about a call from Maryland?
Maryland I can take advice from.
Brian, Don, and Mike show.
Hey, listen, I got advice for Mike for his ice problem.
I'm right here.
I think what you ought to do is go ahead and recycle the ice from everybody's glass. You only need one glass full of ice and just keep reusing it.
Buzz, that is positively
brilliant. Brilliant. Okay. Anyway,
rinse
like I was
reusing.
I'm so sad that's over.
Oh, no, it's not, Mike. Josh?
Josh?
I've always got another call ready.
I'm
Josh?
Sure.
Mike.
Yes, hi, Josh.
You need a new head for your ice machine.
Yes, a new head.
Who's the manufacturer? I own a restaurant equipment company called Big Tray.
This is where I draw the
there
line,
you
my
go.
Friend.
Thank you.
This is where I draw
Shameless.
The line. This is where I draw the line. You ice whore.
Really?
Get out of here.
What kind of man promotes a business on a radio show?
Come on, please. You whore.
You man, I looked
tram.
Man, I looked at in the mirror today. There you have it.
You shave the face.
Yes,
of a whore today.
Be not ashamed.
I have shaved the face of a whore today.
Shaved a whore's face.
I did.
Hello, Jim, Don, and Mike.
Hey, this is Sat Man. How's it going?
Sat Man.
Hey, congratulations on the grand opening tonight.
Thank you.
All right, I plan on being there. You gonna? I still got that free drink coming.
No.
No.
Mike, what happened to you bet?
You bet! Come on, Mike, give a drink to Tard Man.
You bet! Bye-bye. I think it'll be a better time to take phone calls on tomorrow's show, maybe Friday's show for Mike. Maybe let him get through the weekend, and then we got a spring break, and then we'll get a better gauge on how things are really going.
Yeah, and by that time, you know, who knows, right. Ice.
Or if things aren't going well, fire.
Fire and Ice. Wasn't there an album like that?
Never forget. Never forget. I'm always here for you. You can call me any hour of the day or night. I get in my car.
Put on your black sneakers. You put out that John Belushi outfit.
Get out there.
And that's how you walk up to the building,
too. Yeah, sneaking up like that. All right, never be, please get your brackets out.
Yes. All right, very good.
Julia Spiewak, age 3, wonderful daughter of Rob and Carrie, is picking the games for us, and we're going to get all the way through all the brackets.
Mm-hmm.
She's 3, knows nothing about basketball.
She's very verbal, and I was saying that to Rob, though. I mean, for 3, that's great.
Listen to the great picks that she makes here.
Hold it, come here.
Julia, please come here.
Hello.
Val Parezo or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Okay. St. Joe's or Liberty?
Liberty.
Oh, that's upset.
Or Charlotte?
Charlotte.
Florida or Manhattan?
Manhattan.
Upset.
Oh, this is an important one. VCU, where Daddy went to school.
Oh,
or Wake
Forest.
Hey.
You're influencing her.
Come on.
Where Daddy went
What are you
to
doing
school?
To that adorable child?
Oh, maybe you should pick the other school.
Forest.
Wake Forest.
You
did. Bob, you didn't
right.
Answer. Wisconsin or Richmond?
Richmond.
Pitt or Central Florida?
Florida.
All right, I'd like to point
Memphis
out a pattern
or
here.
South Carolina.
Yeah. There
South
may be a pattern.
Mike?
Yes?
Rob will break it up later.
Okay.
Because I know you're getting in the first, second.
But no, there's really no pattern of her taking the last one every time.
Oh, she's not? Okay, I thought she might be. Because when she didn't take VCU, I thought that might be a pattern.
East Washington or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, are you ready to do the second block?
Uh-huh.
We can play as soon as we finish making our picks.
Come here.
Do you know thousands of gamblers are depending on you?
Yeah.
Alabama or Duke?
Duke.
Seton Hall or Arizona?
Arizona.
Illinois or Murray State?
Illinois.
Hey, all right.
Cincinnati
there's no
or ETSU?
She likes that word.
ETSU.
Right on. What's that?
We're talking to.
We're taping this for the radio show today. Do I have permission to put your voice on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. North Carolina or Air Force?
Air Force.
Okay, Julia, come
Air
here.
Force.
Texas or Princeton?
Princeton, I said. Illinois.
Hold it.
She likes Illinois.
Louisville or Xavier?
Xavier.
Monmouth or Mississippi State?
Monmouth.
Okay. Texas, San Antonio, or Stanford?
Stanford.
Hold on, I got some wiseacre here. Hold on a second. Or maybe he's actually paying attention. Dan in Rochester. Dan.
Hey, I wasn't trying to bust your chops, but Lehigh never even made the tournament.
Yeah, put Florida in place of Lehigh.
Right.
Yeah, Rob, did you know that there was a game played to find out who would be the 64th team?
That would be my fault for relying on
That's Rob, not Julia. So just put Florida instead of Lehigh.
I knew Julia would have corrected him.
You got it. Thank you.
Sorry, sir.
What happened? There was some kind of game they played?
There was a tie for the last spot, the 64th spot.
Right.
And it turns out, I guess Lehigh was the better team, but the team with the crappiest record. Oh, Florida A&M, they won.
And instead of Lehigh.
Right.
Sorry about that, folks.
That's all right. Alabama or South Illinois?
South Illinois.
Syracuse or BYU?
BYU.
Go Mormon, Leah. UTEP or Maryland?
UTEP.
Oh, you're going to make some people around here sad with that pick. Vanderbilt or West Michigan?
West Michigan.
How about NC State or UL?
UL.
DePaul or Dayton?
Dayton.
Oh. Did you know that Dayton is a game that grown-ups play?
I'm a grown-up.
You're not a grown-up. UConn or Vermont?
Vermont.
All right, Julia, we're going to pick the winners of the second round now, and I need you to pick Arizona or Duke. All right, now this is where it gets down to where the rubber meets the road.
Start taking notes.
We're into the second round now, okay? So now we've gone from 64 teams to 32.
Right.
Here we go, second round.
Duke.
Now I need you to pick Illinois or ETSU.
Illinois.
Air Force or Princeton?
Princeton.
That's an upset.
Xavier or Monmouth?
Monmouth.
Stanford or South Illinois?
South Illinois.
Upset. UTEP or BYU?
BYU.
BYU? West Michigan or UL Lafayette?
UL Lafayette.
Right on.
Dayton or Vermont?
Vermont.
Ooh.
Lehigh or Washington?
That'd be Florida.
Washington.
All right, Washington, so we got rid of it.
It doesn't matter because at this point, Lehigh slash Florida A&M, they're both out defeated. Mm-hmm. Defeated in the second round.
Pacific or Illinois-Chicago?
Pacific.
Of course. Utah or Iowa?
Utah.
Nevada or Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Yeah.
How come you picked Gonzaga?
Because I like that.
Liberty or Charlotte?
It's a fun
Charlotte.
One.
Charlotte.
Manhattan or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Good pick.
Richmond or Central Florida?
Richmond.
Hey, how about Richmond?
South Carolina or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay.
Now.
Oklahoma State. Now, we're going to pick the winners of the regionals, okay?
All right, so now we're going, if you're following on your brackets, mm-hmm. and for those of you that don't follow the NCAA, TS on this one,
mm-hmm.
because I guarantee there are guys all over right now filling out their brackets.
Oh, you bet they are.
Be.
Because wait till you get to the finals. This three-year-old girl now. Okay, so now we've gone to the third round. Okay, so we're mm-hmm. down from 32 to 16.
Mm-hmm.
This would be down to 8, right? Is this the Elite 8?
8 games, yeah.
Yeah, the Elite
right,
8.
So we got through the Sweet 16.
So here we are now to the Elite 8.
Okay.
Washington or Pacific?
Pacific.
Utah or Gonzaga?
Utah.
Utah.
Huh.
Charlotte or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest.
Wake Forest.
Any reason to pick Wake Forest again?
Yeah.
What's your reason?
I like my mommy.
Me too. Richmond or Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
Okay, come here. Illinois or Duke?
Well, we had an edit there.
Princeton
go out to the garage
or Monmouth?
Well, she wandered off quite a bit, right?
Yeah, this took 22 minutes. I got it down to 7.
Okay.
I mean, there's a focus.
I was saying, my sure. God, yeah. To have a three-year-old well, sit that still.
And Rob kept wandering off.
Yeah, know. That's right, Rob.
South Illinois or BYU?
BYU.
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 That's right.
Okay, BIU.
BIU.
UL Lafayette or Vermont?
Vermont.
All right, we're almost done now. Utah or Pacific?
Pacific.
Wake Forest or Oklahoma State?
Wake Forest again.
This is just a hint to you.
Mm-hmm.
She's hot on the Wake Forest,
yeah.
And believe Demon Deacons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think she's hot on this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she believes.
Vermont or BYU?
BYU.
Monmouth or Duke?
Duke.
Pacific or Wake Forest?
Wake Forest again.
Why do you like Wake Forest so much?
Because I like it so much.
BYU or Duke?
Duke.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Any reason?
Uh-huh.
What?
Mommy.
I don't understand, but okay. Now we pick the national champion.
Okay, now let me run this.
That Rob sounded like it's 25 minutes.
We have in your final four, Pacific.
That's a long shot.
Versus Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well. And Duke versus BYU.
And that's pretty good.
Julia has selected as the final two teams Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And Duke.
Pretty good game.
Hmm. For a three-year-old, that's pretty good. Who wins, Julia?
Julia, I need you to focus. This is a very important decision. It's the last one, okay?
Okay.
This is going to determine the national champion on April 5th. Who will win, Wake Forest or Duke?
Duke!
Will they win by a lot?
Uh-huh.
Do you think they'll cover the point spread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is Julia reporting for the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah!
Yeah.
So long, everybody.
I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you, Julia.
Oh, what an angel.
She's cute. Here she is. And not only that, this has to come from Carrie. Can't come from you. You and sports are not bed fellows.
No, but that's not a bad
thing. Your girl did a good job here. Now, she got some crazy, crazy picks.
But it all siphons out in the end.
But here's the thing. She gets hot on a team like Richmond.
Right.
And she gets hot on a team like BYU, where she says BIU.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes down to Duke versus BYU, I almost said
Duke.
BIU. Duke.
And the famous Duke.
And she likes Wake Forest all the way.
Yeah.
She likes Wake Forest. She likes a lot of big schools.
And the brackets, do we have the seeds? Do you know where they're ranked? Because I'd be curious to know. Duke, I know Duke has got to be in the top 10.
Duke is a number one seed.
Mm. Right.
BYU is a number 12 seed.
Yep. Okay. And Wake Forest
is a number 4 seed.
Yeah.
And Pacific is, that's your long shot. That's your number 12 seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not bad.
So
she not
did,
impossible.
She
yeah.
did pretty good.
That's fantastic. And she's adorable.
She did pretty good.
Nothing like hearing a kid that's mic'd well, too,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
And I don't want to say anything about my meeting today with Alan because I was sworn to secrecy, but I think she would be perfect on the new Redskins broadcast team. I think that she would bring an element to the Redskins broadcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. With Larry and with Sam and Sonny. She'd be great. Can you imagine that? You're on the radio.
Hello.
Wow. We're making wholesale changes.
Hello.
There we go.
Good heavens. No.
Oh, why not? Sure.
Thank you. No, of course. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Not a break. Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Robbie. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show. The leading cause of obesity in America. The Don and Mike Show.
What? Here it comes. Here comes that funny feeling again.
Van Hagar.
Right on.
Yeah.
That's our favorite Van Hagar.
Right.
Oh, and a happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, we're going to call Ireland. We do that every year to call a pub.
Chardonnay Ireland.
At random over there. We'll do that in a second. I got the music ready. I could just dial them up now.
Yes.
There it is.
How many years have we had that Irish music? I think we've had that. That might
the
be a record
here.
Yeah, I believe so.
11 years on this.
11 year. Years.
Wow. It's a great band.
That dumb Irish that could have been recorded yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the music not today. Let me see now. It's 011. And then the country code, and then...
I wonder if they remember us.
Well, Buzz, we're going to call... Kilgobin.
Bantry, Ireland.
In Bantry. This is the pub that we tried to broadcast from. Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio in America. How are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the same to you.
How are things in your pub?
Very good.
Could we please speak to the drunkest person there?
The drunkest person?
Yes, we'd love to have a conversation with the drunkest man in your pub.
Man or woman?
Woman.
Doesn't matter, darling.
You're great.
All right, 2 seconds now.
All right.
Thank you, love.
I think we go with the woman first and then the man second, right?
Thank you, love.
I am not drunk, for God's sakes. Who are you? I don't know you.
Where's that lady from the place? I had a question for her anyway, the lady that runs the pub.
The barmaid?
Ask her how her ice machines work.
How's this going, lass?
Well, you're listening to live St. Patrick's Day fun from Ireland.
Very exciting.
Bantry.
Oh, here we go. I think I hear her. She sounded a little stressed.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, darling. Listen, you're on the radio in America. What is your name?
Margaret.
Margaret, can I ask you a question?
Huh?
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask any question you want.
What are you drinking today?
What am I drinking? Budweiser.
Budweiser.
That's an Irish
king of beers.
Budweiser. How long have you been drinking? Too effing long.
Too long, Don. Okay.
But how long today? How many hours?
How many half hours?
Hey, yeah, or how many half hours?
It's my birthday tomorrow, so I've been drinking since today till tomorrow.
And how old will you be?
How old will I be tomorrow? 37.
Wow. 37.
37.
I just gave birth 2 weeks ago, too.
You gave birth? Oh.
On the 29th of February.
Oh, are you nursing that baby?
Are you nursing the baby?
My baby is on the 29th of February.
Uh-huh. Oh. Where is... Oh, so you have it... hold on. Did you
gave birth?
I have a leap year baby.
You have a leap year baby, but are you nursing the baby?
Am I what?
Are you breastfeeding?
No. How can I breastfeed when I'm drunk?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, good for her.
Brilliant.
We had,
there you go.
We had to ask.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day. You're the drunkest lady in the pub.
Could you put on the drunkest man in the pub?
Well, I put on the drunkest man.
Yes, yeah. Find us the drunkest man. Put him on the phone.
Why should I put on the drunkest man when I'm the drunkest lady? The drunkest lady is
you got to put
the drunkest man.
Let me ask you something. This pub that you're in, how's the ice? How's the ice over there at the pub?
The ice is very cold.
Yeah, very cold. Getting plenty of it, are you?
Huh?
Are you getting plenty of ice?
No, I don't drink ice,
so
I drink it all.
Oh, you don't like
not
drink
beer.
Then I recommend coming over to the Atlantic.
the guys that are running the place. Oh, may I speak to the lady who is running the place?
You can speak to the lady who's running the place.
Yes, please.
Sorry, you're American.
Okay,
American.
I'll put you into the lady who's running the place.
You're making fun of your accent. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, drunk.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, I know you. I know you, too.
Oh, yes. Put
hello.
I know you, too, Yahua. You Irish Hua.
You've got the owner on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
hello.
No, not you, ma'am.
No, not you, ma'am.
Oh, you're not an Irish Hua. Hello, what's your name, ma'am?
Siobhan,
let me ask you a question. At this pub in Iceland.
Again?
In Ireland. I said Iceland because I got ice on the brain.
Right.
What brand of ice machine do you use?
I don't have a clue.
You don't have a clue.
Does it work, though? Because my friend Mike O'Mara, he's Irish. He has a pub in America, and the ice machine is broken.
Broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Why don't you ship me over some ice?
Oh, yeah. It should be there by about 11.
Perfect. By about 11. All right. Well, it's been nice talking to you. Do you have Do you have a message for the people of America?
On St. Patrick's Day?
Enjoy the rest of your night.
And enjoy the rest of your night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who do you think is going to make it on American Idol tonight?
I don't know. I don't watch it.
Ah. And you're just about 2 hours from closing time, aren't you?
How do you think about...
I think so.
What do you think about what the FCC is doing to radio in America?
The FCC... Is that what you said?
Yes. The FCC.
Yeah.
What do I think they're doing?
Yes.
I don't have a clue.
Do you love Jim Belushi?
Who is he?
Are you serving green beer?
We're not, no.
Mm-hmm. What are you boiling for dinner?
I'm not having no dinner.
You're not having any dinner? What's the special of the house?
The special of the house is lamb chops.
Ooh, lamb chops. Yeah. And who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
The celebrity.
Yeah, that you most resemble.
Ottawa.
Who?
Ottawa.
Obi-Wan Kenobi? What did you say? Colin Farrell? Sean Connery.
Ottawa.
Yeah.
Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Yeah. Well, Ottawa to you. Okay?
Where are you actually ringing from?
Oh, that's, isn't that funny they say that? Here, like, we're having a chat show.
Yes, we're ringing you from Washington, D.C.
All right, okay, so...
Have you been to the States?
No.
Ah, you should come over here. It's how real people live.
Is it?
Yeah, land of the free, home of the brave. Listen, I've been to your country before with my friend Mike.
How's the weather over there?
It's all right.
Yeah, no offense, but I told Mike, you can take a drive through Pennsylvania and you see the same stuff.
I quote you whenever I talk to anyone from Ireland or visit myself. I always use this, and that was the quote. As we're driving along this gorgeous countryside, it could be Pennsylvania.
It could be.
Don Geronimo. That should be on your tombstone. It could be Pennsylvania.
I got to go now because I have to serve a few people.
I got you. Well, listen, happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the same, too.
Okay, darling.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
Don't forget Lucky Charms are magically delicious. delicious.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
There's always a table.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Do you know how many people were in there, Don?
How many?
33. There were 33 people.
Anyway, we'll do that.
And boy, were they thirsty.
Oh, listen, later in the show, not only will we be calling into the pub, oh, we're going to call 98 FM. Do you remember what fun it is to prank call the radio station in Ireland?
They have so much fun.
Yeah. Like, you know, because Ireland's one of those countries like England.
Mm-hmm.
They have like radio station 1,
yeah.
Radio station 2, mm-hmm. TV station 1, TV station 2.
Right. It's nice to hear from you, lads.
That's it, your choice.
And don't they all sound like that?
Yes,
too?
They do.
Well, right. It's great to hear you. How you is? Oh, no, that's where we go.
Yes,
oh,
they do.
Very polite.
They all sound alike.
Yes.
And you said it this time.
That's right. I said it.
How about that?
You know what we call that?
What?
A stereotype.
Here's the latest.
I've been making those since I was 33 years old.
Here's the latest on my man, Mel. Not that Mel.
Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Mel Gibson, he got his hold. Oh, Robbie, where's the Jesus Christ? Because, you know, we're going to be talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. You know what? You got to give Jesus a key. I think Jesus is hot enough.
I would think so.
That Jesus deserves a key. Here's what we can do. Let's see. What do we want to get rid of?
Don?
Yeah.
Jesus is the key.
I don't want to get rid of Howard Dean. I don't want to get rid of that. I don't want to get rid of... What is Chinaman? Hold on, number 19.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman. Oh, thanks, Fred. Hi, Don.
Good one. Okay, I can't lose that
gotta
one.
Keep that.
I can't lose that one. Let's see.
You know, you don't... Have I told you you're my favorite?
I use that a lot.
Now, let's get rid of Reba.
Yeah.
Get rid of Reba.
Yeah.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Let's get rid of that one and...
Perfect.
Stager?
Yeah.
Drop both of those. And for those of you at home who have one of these machines, Jesus Christ will now be featured on numbers, button numbers 2 and 50.
So you can actually play at home.
So let's see, it's Jesus, the long version on...
Now we put short at number 2.
Short at 2 and long at 50?
Yeah.
All right, here's the short. Jesus Christ. All right, here's the long. Very nice. There you go. Handy. Handy. See, just like this is handy.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Right. Oh, so anyway, Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson got the movie, The Passion of the Christ. Because Jesus Christ is hot. Jesus Christ, he's hot. Listen to what this nut Mel Gibson wants to do next.
What does he want
to
do now?
And keep in mind, you know all the stuff that his dad said.
Right.
Okay, about the Holocaust.
Yeah, his father's a terrible anti-Semite.
Okay. Mel Gibson now wants to make a movie about Hanukkah. How?
Is this legit?
Yes. He said it yesterday on the Sean Hannity show.
Really?
Yeah, he's a guest on the dumb Sean Hannity show.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Hannity's not dumb. I'm just jealous because he has a good guest.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Hannity, well, no, he is dumb.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Anyway, Mel Gibson is blah, blah about politics, blah, 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 blah. Somewhere in the middle of all of this, he mentions that he wants to make a movie about Hanukkah, the story that's always fired his imagination.
So, what's he trying to do?
I don't know.
Is he trying to distance himself from his Orthodox Catholicism?
I doubt it.
Jesus Christ, I don't know.
But I suppose, you know what, he makes other movies. He makes Lethal Weapon 20. Right. He can make a movie about anything he wants, I suppose.
He has all the
money.
But
is he doing it because of all the uproar about the anti-Semitic...
Some people think that that he's doing it because some people say the movie is anti-Semitic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
However... They asked some Anti-Defamation League of people if Mel Gibson was to make a movie about Hanukkah, how would they feel about him? And he said, quote, this is Abe Foxman who was quoted and said, if he makes a movie about Hanukkah, we all lose. He'll write his own history. I would prefer to leave the fate of Jewish history and Hollywood to Steven Spielberg.
Well,
there you go.
Sense. So that's slamming him. Obviously, that's somebody who does not like The Passion of the Christ.
Right. There you go.
You
Ben Affleck. Oh, listen. First, I got to tell you, the movie Jersey Girl, which I was saying I would go see just because it's a Kevin Smith movie.
Right. No, wait a minute. I thought you said you'd go see it because it's your pick for the season.
Yeah, that's what I said right after I said The Ice is Great at O'Mara's. I saw an ad for the movie last night.
Right.
And if it doesn't look like the biggest piece of horse dung.
Jersey Girl.
I mean, it looks bad. It looks cliche-ridden. Mm. It looks like one of those things that's supposed to have a happy ending. And
maybe doomed.
And poor Kevin Smith is trying to save this awful movie. Now he's saying that, and listen, it's not that bad.
that even though Jennifer Lopez is in the movie, she's only in the movie for 10 minutes, and now here's what he's saying. And actually, even though she's only in the movie for 10 minutes, she was very good in the movie Out of Sight, co-starring with George Clooney.
This
is Kevin Smith.
So he's just trying to
spin. He's trying to say this, but at the end, they had a screening for this movie, Jersey Girl,
right,
at a film festival, and they finally last night, somebody said to him, after all this crap with she was great and Out of Sight, somebody said, why did you pick her? Why did you pick her to be in the movie? And he said, Affleck asked me.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. So that's throwing her under the bus, him under the bus, everybody.
So then Kevin Smith said his wife suggested casting Jennifer Lopez as Ben Affleck's wife in this movie.
Wouldn't that be great?
And he said, really? He's making a movie with her right now. It should be a gigantic hit. It's called Geely. So I guess everybody was in on this thing.
So that's why they jumped ahead and put... Well, it looked to me, and I think it looked to everybody out in movie land, like they were just choosing these roles themselves.
So now what has happened is, since these guys broke up and they're making the movie, Kevin Smith has now had to change the movie, which is maybe why it looks so crappy. He's had to cut scenes in which Ben Affleck marries Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, dear.
Which limits... Now, she was only in the movie 10 minutes, so now he's totally cut all this part with her out while he's saying at the same time, she was really great in the George Clooney movie.
Yeah.
Oh, and incidentally, the only reason I put her in the movie is Ben Affleck asked me to put her in the movie.
See, this is a problem, because I think if you look at the history, Ben Affleck is the problem.
And here's the worst quote, and I love Kevin Smith. I hate to hear
it. And can I say one thing about Ben Affleck, too?
Sure.
He does not speak for Red Sox fans. I'm distancing myself from that.
No, he's not retarded.
Yes, he is, and I believe he does. Oh, and your man, Mike, Ben Affleck, before we get back to this other thing, he wants his Razzies. He won the Razzies for Pearl Harbor and Geely, but he's the first celebrity that's ever really wanted the awards. He's doing this like as a PR thing.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it's Ben Affleck. Where are my Razzies?
Gotcha. That's probably like when he's wasted after he gets done gambling.
So here's what Kevin Smith said. I got better work out of Ben after Jennifer left. He acknowledged that Jersey Girl is vastly different from the movies on which he's built his loyal fan base.
Oh, dear.
Saying, if you liked Clerks, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, or Dogma... Perhaps this is not exactly for you.
Ooh. He's completely divorcing himself from the project.
Yes. This movie, Jersey Girl, is me on a soft day.
Mm.
Kind of warm and gooey. This movie happened because I got married. It came because I had a kid.
Wow.
This poor guy.
Yeah.
It's awful. I'm sorry, Kevin Smith. I used to hold you in near icon status. Although he does try to save himself, he jokes, and that's right, he's joking now. His next movie will be about a puppy. So he's trying to laugh.
Good luck.
We saw Dennis Miller in Las Vegas. We saw him at a restaurant having dinner, and we then saw that he was playing at, what was it, Paris? New York, Paris, whatever the show
that's
is.
That's the night, right.
You know, he's got his TV show on CNBC. This is just a brief one-line news story that is funny. Dennis Miller is not only having trouble finding ratings for his TV show. CNBC is now paying people $15 each to sit and be part of his live studio audience.
It's that much of a disaster?
That's sad.
How far they have fallen.
That's sad, and that's the guy who we thought was pretty funny.
Well, and the whole thing with Dennis Miller is you thought he was coming from this perspective, and now he's really not. You know, I mean, wasn't he on the... Schwarzenegger campaign plane.
And he's one of the people they had talked about putting on this goofy right-wing network, or left-wing network, whichever is the opposite of Rush Limbaugh.
The Al Franken network,
And I'm fine with that, with Al Franken and Janine Garofalo and Heavy D and whoever it is, but it's not even a network. We have more of a network than they do.
True.
They're going to be on...
Are they talking about putting Dennis Miller on the left-wing network?
No, on a new, originally he was one of the people thought of the left-wing network. In the time in between they came up with the idea for the network and the time they put it on the air, Dennis Miller had moved so far from one side, he was no longer a candidate for that radio format.
Now
a candidate for the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, this new liberal radio format, which is supposed to take over America, has no affiliate stations. So what they're doing is buying time
like the Grease Man on Vietnamese stations.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're trying to do.
They're broke. This program is broken.
Here you go, yesiri, Dong Chao Ribe.
You pay 75 yen and you get the Grease Man.
Hello, sir. listen to all these people that are making albums and writing books. This is just, welcome to Things That Piss Me Off.
is that your book?
Danny Aiello, okay? He's a good actor.
Yes.
Okay, he was in Do the Right Thing.
Moonstruck.
He was great in Moonstruck. Is it Prissy's Honor? What's the movie where he goes and shoots himself when he's on the side of the road?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, it's an obscure where he's a con.
Yeah.
But he's not a bad con, right? He plays kind of a soft-hearted con?
No, this is a movie with John Cusack. What is it?
Grifters?
I don't know. Anyway. Danny Aiello's making a record.
I haven't seen Danny Aiello in a movie recently, though.
He's making an album. He's making a serious album. Also making a serious album.
It's Serious Thought Song.
This Tool. Do you know who Bob Guinea is?
Bobo.
Bob?
Is that the one who traveled with his mother-in-law?
Oh, no. Bob Guinea. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Well, why don't you give me the spelling?
If I'm not, well, too bad.
Probably.
G-U-I-N-E-Y. Bob Guinea. G-U-I.
I don't know what else it could be.
N-E-Y. Bob Guinea.
With Guinea?
No, anyway, he's the Bachelor. He's one of these tools that was the Bachelor. And he's so, he is...
Make an album.
He is so very talented that what he wants to do is turn his time on The Bachelor into an album. He has an album called Three Sides, and ABC was suing him, so he couldn't put the album out, and the judge has now ruled, and the judge said... All hail Guinea. Guinea can put out his record.
Why did they sue him? I mean, was he even worth it?
Because he's the property of ABC.
Yeah.
Because people don't know Bob Guinea if they don't watch The Bachelor.
That's what the suits do.
And
right.
then you got. Now listen to this. This is junk. Will and Grace are coming out with an album.
Hello.
Yay. They're going to be singing. Now you've got both of the fags, the girl with the high voice and the big boat boobs,
oh my.
And the girl with the red hair, the whole cast, they will be singing on Who's Your Daddy, which is a song on their new album, the album that features songs inspired by...
The Grease Man?
No, Will and Grace.
Will and Grease. I'm sorry, so you mentioned Grease Man before, I was confused there.
Who's Your Daddy is another thing. Here's the hotline. Hello?
Oh, sorry, never mind that.
Oh, wait, no, what's up?
I didn't know how to... I thought I had missed that exit.
Oh, okay. All right, well, listen, call me when I'm... Well, I'm on the air right now.
No, but I just saw the sign, so it's fine.
Okay, cool.
Everything's good.
All right, talk to you later.
James.
All right.
Louses.
All right. Okay.
What did he say?
I don't know. Dad out.
Is he at that age now where you just say that a lot? You know, he says something like, I don't know.
Yeah, because I understood what he was. He's going to pick up those tickets to that concert.
Right.
So he obviously knows. Anyway, here's a guy who has the movie. This is the movie. John.
Yeah, how's it going?
Go ahead. You get a prize for this movie.
It's City Hall.
City Hall. And now that I think about it, and not only is John Cusack in it, Bridget Fonda's in it.
Danny Aiello's in City Hall?
Yeah. Pacino's in it, too. Yeah.
Who is?
Al Pacino.
What role does Danny Aiello play in City Hall?
Here's the deal. It's a movie where Al Pacino's the mayor of New York.
I know that. And
John Cusack is the deputy mayor.
He's the assistant.
And Danny Aiello is one of the guys who works for the mob. He's an alderman. I'll use Chicago terms. He's like an alderman.
And he's trying to influence Al Pacino.
Right. And in the very end, the mobster comes over to his house and says, hey, you know, there's only one way to end this. And Danny Aiello drives over on the West Side Highway and blows his brains out while he's listening to the theme to Carousel. Not that I know a lot about this movie.
Yeah, but you know, that's one of your... Is that one that you occasionally...
Oh, it's never on. And whenever it's on, I stick with it because John Cusack is great.
City Hall.
And Al Pacino's great. And do you know that, my friend? And, what's your name? Where are you from?
John
John. I'm calling from Modesto.
From Modesto, California. John? Oh, here you go. You'll love this. One of these Tony Soprano's robes. Have you put on your Tony Soprano robe they gave us?
I'm wearing it right now underneath my clothes.
Listen, I'm not kidding. Yeah. HBO sent us these incredible robes that say the Sopranos on them. They're like the kind you try to steal from hotels.
Yeah, and they're super plush.
And they're in the Sopranos prize pack.
That's plushies.
We're giving that to you. Hell Hath No Fury, like the family, the all-new episode of The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9, 8 Central. That is on HBO, and don't forget the premiere of HBO's new original series. Alan Leinwand stars in Deadwood.
This series looks very good.
Sure does. Or is it the story of Natalie? Deadwood.
Deadwood.
All right. Hey, thank you, John.
Thank you.
Yeah, City Hall.
You know, who's that guy that's in Deadwood? They showed he's been in a couple of Westerns, and he's got a weird name.
Danny Aiello?
No, not Danny. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be doing this. But he's... He always plays the bad guy. He always plays the slicky boy bad guy, and I don't remember the guy's name.
Jeffrey Tambor?
No, it's a weird... No, forget it. I'm out. I can't go
look
on.
Look around.
No, I hate Hank.
Okay, we got...
Die, Hank!
Can I just tell you, Paul McCartney is writing a kid's book. If one more stupid celebrity writes a kid's book...
I thought I'd do it. It's beauty good.
Yeah, he's doing it with his new wife with the one leg. Mm. For whatever. Charity, something. Something to do with Linda. Something to do with the one-legged girl. Something to do with kids. And he looks like Angela Lansbury. Paul McCartney does.
Better hair.
Oh, and Jessica Simpson's sister's got a job with MTV.
Well, that's nice.
There you go. What's her name?
Lisa.
What's her name? Her name is Whore.
No.
That's her. Whore Simpson.
Ashley.
Nobody got
Skank.
I got it. Lisa
Did you
Simpson.
Get that?
Of course.
Okay. Skank.
Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. Oh, it's A-S-H-L-E-E.
Ashley.
My name is Ashley.
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley. And I got the Lisa Simpson stuff. I got it. I got your Lisa Simpson. Buzz?
Yes.
You took your funny pills today, and it's a good thing.
I think
we have
ready.
The music? Yeah, listen. When we come back, we're going to debut a brand new bit for you.
This is Buzz's theme music.
Spotlight
right.
on our man, Buzz.
Yeah!
Buzz, now we've booked an interview.
Mm-hmm.
What's the topic today on the Buzz Show?
We'll be speaking with the author of the book Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, From Toad Slime to Ecstasy.
There you
go. Mr. Paul Krasner.
Now, we gave Buzz the book last night. You did your research?
I did.
Are you ready for your interview?
I am.
All right, well, The Buzz Show.
You wouldn't need the book, would you? I'm still woozy from the research.
Go ask Alice. The Buzz Show. Now, Buzz doing this by himself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be here.
Will there be maybe trying to find some sort of music in the background?
Oh, yeah. Stand by, Buzz.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The world's finest surfers showed up today to do battle with what's turned out to be the biggest waves to hit this coast since 1946. Hello, everybody. I'm Stu Nahan. I'd like you to meet this young man. His name, Jeff Spicoli. And, Jeff, congratulations to you. Things look kind of rough out there today.
Well, I'll tell you, Stu, I did battle some humongous waves. But, you know, just like I told the guy on ABC, danger is my business.
You know, a lot of people expect that maybe Mark Cutback Davis or Bob Jungle Death Gerard would take the honors this year.
Oh, those guys are fast!
The Don and Mike Show.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
I am a visionary.
What's up, Don? How you doing?
How you doing?
The Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, everybody? No one ever loved you the way I love you. See you tonight at O'Mara's.
Yeah. Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I'll see you there. You bet.
Where everything's fine except the ice. Uh-huh. You ready for the Buzz Show?
Yeah.
Now, here's the deal. It's one of these interviews that have been set up. We didn't know what the hell to do with this. Mm-hmm. We've had Joe do the interviews.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've never had Buzz conduct an interview. I'm not sure exactly. And Buzz does, like,
I think Buzz is going to, you know, Buzz does interviews all the time.
Yeah,
sure.
Buzz does the Washington Critters show,
yes,
the Adopt-a-Pet show on the weekend.
Right.
Yeah, you know, Who's Your Daddy show. He does all of this public service stuff.
Uh-huh.
But now, for the first time ever highlighted, and are you ready? Because we'll do the voice in here.
Good.
We'll do the intro.
Excellent.
For your show, if you're ready, Buzz.
I'm ready.
I turn on the telephone and
well, I'll start with a Buzz-style intro, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Right? And then you'll take it over? All right.
Got it.
All right.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network,
It's the Buzz Show. Buzz Burbank interviewing newsmakers of the day. And now, here's Buzz Burbank.
Don't forget, kids, call Buzz.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown.
That's right.
Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
1-888 Rabbits.
Hi, Buzz. Thanks, Don and Mike. You may have seen his work in High Times magazine. He's a stand-up comic who co-founded the Yippies and edited a magazine called The Realist. He sent Groucho Marx on his first acid trip. Please welcome the author of Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs, Mr. Paul Krasner. Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
Oh, hold on. There you go, Buzz. Sorry.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
Let me ask you about that first. Remember that time you got Groucho Marx high?
Yeah.
That was great. What was that like, really? No. Did he do a number of drugs in his later years?
The only one I knew of was when he was making the movie Skidoo.
Right, I remember that.
And they were on a boat, a yacht maybe.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes. The Hog Farm community.
Why don't you take some phone calls? Because then Mike and I can talk real quick on the phone.
Right.
So, that's the only thing I know.
Yeah. And what's the point of this book? What's it all about?
Well, it's, you know, it started 5-6 years ago when I started collecting what I thought would be funny dope stories.
Stories.
And it turned out they weren't all funny. Some of them were hysterical. Others were just bizarre or weird. Some of them were poignant. Some of them were informational. In all different styles.
And I want to ask you about some of those, but I also want the callers to have a chance to ask some questions, too. If it's okay with you, I'd like to take some calls.
Oh, absolutely.
Questions for Mr. Paul Krasner. First call. Go ahead.
Hello, is this Buzz?
Yes, it is. Go ahead, sir.
Buzz, I am so wasted right now, dude. I'm so wasted.
But you've chosen the right interview to listen to.
Is this the shroom guy?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah, Paul Krasner, author of Magic Mushrooms and Other Hot. You should get the book.
No, I'm not. I can't read. I'm so high.
Well, just enjoy the interview then.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
I love your manner.
Thank you, sir.
I do, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Seacrest out.
Enjoy your evening, Seacrest. Thanks for calling. Paul, let me ask you this. Are you with the book? Oh, we got another call. Let's go to the phones. Yeah, next caller.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm on air?
You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Is Paul on the show?
Paul's on the phone and on the air.
Hey, Paul, I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, I'm a big air conditioner.
I have a question. Is there a chance that I can find mushrooms in my backyard?
That you can do what?
Is there a chance that I can find mushrooms, you know, in my backyard?
Caller wants to know if he can find magic mushrooms in his yard.
Hang up and listen, man.
Just bring some cows from a friendly neighbor.
No, I'm serious, man. I want to know if I can get, like, mushrooms in my backyard.
I don't know why not.
Paul's serious, too. They grow on cow patties, right?
Okay, I'll hang up and listen. You guys are, you know, I'm not impressed, dude.
Well, you will be. Keep listening.
I'll hang up and listen.
He's not impressed.
I'll hang up and listen.
No, well, he's not entirely with us, Paul.
Do you want me to hang up and listen, man?
Yeah, hang up and listen, sir.
Hey, Paul.
Enjoy the show.
I'm a big fan, man.
Okay.
We should get rid of this caller.
I'm not impressed.
Okay, let's go to another call then, Paul. Next caller.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Paul?
Yes.
You're a bad man.
Now, why do you say that, sir?
You're evil. Drugs are illegal. They were made illegal because they're bad. You're a heathen, and you will burn in hell.
What do you say to that, Paul?
I said, well, how come that all the drugs that are illegal are the ones that aren't manufactured by corporations?
I say, how come is bad grammar.
All right, thank you, caller.
Is this your usual clientele, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm sorry to report. It often is, Paul. We've got another call. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Alan Linewand.
Oh, hey, Al.
I'm a regular listener.
Appreciate it.
I've been under a lot of stress recently.
I can understand.
And I've tried everything.
Yeah.
I've tried all of the pills my doctor can give me.
Right.
And frankly, I'm ready to go to the black market. What would you recommend for a high, for me, a very high strung management type in the D.C. area? I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you.
Look, there's a penny on the floor.
I better grab that. Paul, is there a hallucinogen good for stress?
Well, I mean, marijuana is often used to relieve stress.
Now, I notice you list that in your book. Is that really a hallucinogen?
Oh, no. What happened, this goes back to the first question, that The original book, and a shrewd marketing move, the publisher just called it Pot Stories for the Soul,
uh-huh.
and it was all about marijuana. Then the second book was all about LSD. It was going to be called Acid Trips for the Soul.
Another call. Got to take another call, Paul.
Another call.
That's our phone. Yes, next caller. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Who's this?
This is Dennis Murphy.
Hey, Dennis. How's it going?
Hi.
You got a question for Paul?
Yeah. Can I come on your show?
Not today, Dennis.
I want to come on the show.
Maybe another time.
Can I do the news?
No, maybe another day, Dennis.
Okay, Paul.
All right. See you at Mike's place tonight. All right. Telephone again, Paul. Next caller. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Buzz. It's Mike Ramey calling from Sacramento, California. How are you doing,
Hey, Mike,
sir?
How you doing?
I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I have a problem, a male problem, that I've not been able to fix with Viagra.
The over-the-counter didn't work?
And the Mike Ditka product. Again, my name is Mike Ramey.
Uh-huh.
I'm from Sacramento, and I frankly cannot perform as a man. And I was wondering, I know I suffer from a premature stupidity.
Oh.
But I was
yes.
wondering, is there anything that could help my sex life, a mushroom that could help me, because I'm just absolutely not able. Again, this is Mike Ramey from Sacramento. I'm not able to even to forget it. I might as well be. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks.
I love your show.
I appreciate it.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And to you,
sir. My advice would be that when he's with a woman,
uh-huh.
if he calls out her name instead of his own, it might help.
All right. But is there a drug that can enhance the experience, can enhance male performance?
Oh, probably ecstasy would be nice.
Now, really, that was a chapter I was interested in because that's one I haven't experienced yet.
Oh, well, you know, I think that was one of the reasons that this book...
sorry, Paul, let's take another call.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
Ah!
Oh, dear.
Ah!
This can only be one person. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Buzz.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, Tom.
Ah!
Yeah, that's a good monster.
Go
to another call. Sorry about that, Paul. Next caller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello. Who's this?
He's... Paul, then.
Paul's on the line and on the air, and so are you. Go ahead with your question.
This is Mike. And I was wondering if any hallucinogens
could be helpful
to people who might suffer from afflictions. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for your call.
But why is it that it feels like that everybody who calls has already tried everything that's in my book?
It does seem that way, doesn't it? And yet, here's another call. Imagine that. Let's go to the phone, Paul. Go ahead. Next caller, please. Go ahead and pick that up.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, Pat? I'm calling about a 1973 Opel. The problem is...
I'm sorry, I think you have the wrong show.
Excuse me?
This is not the car trade show.
No, I was calling for Bonnie Goss.
No, she's not here, and...
She is addicted to mushrooms.
I didn't know that, but I would recommend you call Pat's show to talk about that.
That is a beautiful shirt you're wearing today, Buzz.
Thank you, I'm glad you...
You're looking very wonderful.
How can you see it if you're on the phone?
Party line.
Next call.
Paint your bald spot?
Now just troublemakers.
Paint your bald spot?
And yet another call.
Paint your bald spot?
Pick it up. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the Buzz Show. Go ahead.
Prince Albert in a can?
Nothing but pranksters now. By the way, Paul, I wanted to tell you, I love the story about Sean Lennon in the book.
About what?
About Sean Lennon. I thought that was
yes.
a fascinating insight into the young man. And this phone's just going to keep ringing if I don't answer it, so let's take another call.
Hey,
go
dude.
Ahead.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. This is Pat McGroin.
And
I'll hang up and listen. Don't bug on the phone, man.
You know, it just doesn't pay to try to do a show on St. Patrick's Day because everybody's already partying. Next call. Go ahead.
I'm out.
All right, we're out of calls.
No, we're not.
Paul, I noticed you included a chapter on...
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
Well, that's possible. Paul, you didn't mention absinthe in the book, I noticed. And it's something I've tried recently. Would you consider absinthe a hallucinogen?
Researched.
Well, I've never tried it, but it may well be. Nobody submitted a story on absinthe.
Oh, well, perhaps
it,
I can.
It made my heart grow fonder.
And also, you talked about toad licking, and we heard a lot about that for a while. Was there ever anything to toad licking?
Well, one of the in the toad slime section, there's a long article, almost like a religious treatise, called "Ode to the Sacred Toad,"
right?
And it's written by Ralph Metzner, who was one of the three musketeers at the LSD research farm in Millbrook, New York, in the '60s, along with Timothy Leary and Ram Dass, who had been Richard Alpert.
Very good. Next call, please. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am.
This is Leah LaBelle. I was on American Idol last night.
Oh, congratulations.
I was awful. Simon said that I should pack my bags, and I just
can you hear him and I can't?
Since the show was
maybe
on.
Maybe so.
Since the show was on last night, and hello, are you there?
Woman who says she was on American Idol.
This is Leah, and last night I got voted off. And I got so high and wasted, and I ended up with Ryan Seacrest. And you're never gonna guess, but when he came by me, he told me that he doesn't. Oh, I have to go.
I'm sorry.
I have to go.
Call another time, please.
We're all using drugs on American Idol.
Good luck. Yes, next call. Go ahead, please.
Hi, is Buzz?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing, Buzz?
I'm all right. How are you?
My name's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
I think I have a problem with alcohol.
Really?
Now, yeah.
Paul,
I was wondering if there's anything you can do to help me. Can I, like, wean myself off alcohol?
Are there ways that people can use any of these drugs
to hang up and listen.
Wean themselves off alcohol?
Hi, this is Don. I'm calling on behalf of my friend Mike. I think he's right.
Well, there you go. Is there a drug that
I'll
can
hang up and listen.
Help people beat an alcohol addiction?
Well, I know that psychiatrists and doctors have helped people who are alcoholics get off it with LSD, actually.
Right. Right.
There have been studies.
Okay, let's take another call. Go ahead. Let's pick up the phone.
Hi.
Welcome to the Buzz Show.
Buzz.
Is this Mike again?
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Sometimes Mike gets mad and hits people.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but let's take another call instead. Next call. Go ahead.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
All right, Buzz, here you go. Knock yourself out. Ask this guy whatever you really want to ask him.
Paul, who's your publicist? Is he vigorous?
My publicist at 10 Speed Press?
Yeah. Paul, I wanted to ask you also, should I be allowed to marry my gay lover, Joe?
Should you be allowed to?
Yeah.
It's going to be mandatory if you wait any longer.
All right. All right, well, Paul, thanks a lot. And any tips, by the way, for fighting the nausea?
Marijuana helps a lot.
Very good.
Wow.
Fact, the reason you get nauseous is because you want to smoke.
Paul, I highly recommend the book. It's got a lot of great stories in it and includes a number of celebrities. And the book is Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs from Toad Slime to Ecstasy. The author is Paul Krasner. And, Paul, thank you for being so... maybe before we go, maybe one more call. Would you mind, Paul?
Sure, no.
All right, go ahead. Next call, please.
Hello, Buzz.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
I was wondering if, before you got off the air, you could sing along with your theme song.
I'd be honored.
You're the White Rabbit song.
Yeah,
Your guest today sucks.
No, I
He's
disagree.
He's the worst guest you've ever had on your show.
No,
I love you,
sorry.
But I hate this guest.
Well, I respect
hang up and listen.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Yeah, hang up, please. But, and I respect... I respect your opinion, but I disagree. I think Paul was a great guest.
I just want to tell you, I've done a lot of interviews.
I
haven't had a better time than on this one.
Well, we mentioned your book.
Well, I mean, besides that.
Yeah.
I mean, did you hear what I said? I said I haven't had a better time.
You hadn't had much time.
You've been listening to the Buzz Burbank interview on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Now sing, Buzz.
Now you're going to fade out the music, and I don't know where we are in the lyrics. Go ask Alice.
There you go.
I think you know.
Come on, Buzz. You should see him trying to sing.
He's trying to hear the lyrics.
He can't
and the lyrics keep fading out on me.
The White Knight is talking backwards, and the Red Queen's off with his head. Remember.
Sing it, Buzz! Sing it, Buzz!
What
the dormouse said.
What did the dormouse say, bud?
Be your head.
Yeah. Yeah, the Buzz Show.
Be your head.
Yeah, the Buzz Show.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Michael Elston is Buzz Perfect.
Thanks, wow. Paul.
Hold on, please, Paul.
Let's see how that went.
Yeah.
There you go, Rob.
He seemed to have a good time.
I think he had maybe too much of a good time in the 60s.
That's impossible.
Hi, it's Rob. How do you think it went? Good. You have a good time?
Have a good time?
He's going to get a really good bye then from Rob.
Oh, I'll pass along. You did have a good time, right? And you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, boy.
He rambles on.
Yeah, he does like talk. That's the thing.
We would love to have you back sometime.
That's called a stone wrap.
Another book or the combustion engine. So, goodbye then. Bye then.
Okay, bye
goodbye
then.
Then.
Goodbye. Three goodbye
he got,
then.
He got bye then, and goodbye then.
Wow.
Buzz, outstanding job.
Why, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank
Buzz,
you, Buzz.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one. Absolutely.
Sure was.
Well, it's the callers, you know.
All the interruptions. Isn't it always, Buzz? Always the callers. We'll prove that now.
Yeah.
Phone scan time. You know, Rob, I guess tomorrow we'll play the sound game. I got a new game I want to play, but every day it seems this new crazy show is just like taking us to do different places.
All sorts of kooky, crazy poses.
So right now, why don't you call us at 877-365-3636. That's from anywhere in America. Canada, 800-636-1067. DC, 202-432-1067. Your calls on the rotating random phone scan. Live.
Live radio.
Live. When we come right back. Call
this us. This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's a surprise.
What's all
that?
You know, I know you don't like it to happen, but sometimes it just makes me laugh.
Well, it's going to queue in a second.
Yeah, sure, it'll queue now.
I think the problem
it'll queue
is
up now.
Six. I think it's number six, really.
I think it's all the machines, Rob. Look at, see, look at the crazy thing. It just went by itself.
Get the machine that goes bing.
J-H-C. Wait, listen, what am I saying here?
Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Just give me a button that works.
There it is.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Larry, there's a syndicated radio.
Wait a minute. You're telling me Don and Mike will read a book about prayer? Okay,
yeah.
Give them this message.
Okay.
Okay? Tell them both to pray for civility and class.
Oh.
Ooh. Hey, it's giving God a job,
words.
Boy.
Yeah. Thanks, Larry.
Right, bye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bye. Yeah. A little self-editing there.
Oh, yeah, just I felt one coming out there.
Yeah,
pretty
yeah.
From what I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos. No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Bow to their capricious whims, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay, phone scan.
Yeah.
Here we go. That's the number. 877-365-3636. I just realized we got the all-E thing happening here.
Yeah.
We get all the remake. I just did the rubbernecking, and now we're doing a little less conversation. It's our phone scan music.
And technically, it's what endeared you to your three-name tard from American Idol.
Yeah, and oh, tonight, I'd all be watching it at O'Mara's Pub. he's going to make it tonight. You know, they got the 12 of them. They're going to say, like, there are four or five that have already been voted in and are safe.
Right.
And the Tard Boy is going to make it to the next round.
He sure will.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Hey. Phone scan.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi, phone scan, right? Phone
yeah.
scan.
Dude.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike, I got a question.
Yeah.
The Crap Blues Band, you guys need a sax player or what?
We don't do that anymore. Don't have the band anymore.
Haven't you heard? Mike traded in the band on a restaurant.
I didn't.
Can you make ice?
Yeah. Not in Mike's show. Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
I'm smoking some dried banana peels here, and I'm looking to win some on phone scan.
Hey, well, you know, if Buzz was doing the interview with the guy, maybe so.
You know, the only thing about that interview that I wondered, seriously, have you ever licked a toad?
No, I haven't.
I know you've done just about everything.
I have not licked a toad.
All right. You've never licked a toad either, have you?
Wow.
Wow.
Guilty.
Man, oh, man. I didn't know that. So they have them here, the kind you can lick?
It wasn't here.
It wasn't here?
It was there. Hello, Don and Mike show. Anytime I did anything bad, now that's my answer.
No need,
it wasn't
no need
here.
For, no need for details.
It was there.
Another time, another jurisdiction.
That's right. Hello, Don and Mike show. But I did. I licked a toad.
How was it?
She was nice. Don and Mike show. And not much happened. Mm-hmm. I think I got a toad that just did not give out.
Right.
Whatever. I remember being at a party and licking a toad and then like sitting there and saying, do you feel anything?
Right.
These people.
Yeah.
Are you doing that?
I did. I
passed the toad, man. Wow. Don't bogart that toad.
I swear to God, I did. You know.
Riddle. Wow.
It's a long time ago. I'm not advocating any of you kids out there do that.
Of course not.
Because nothing happened.
There you go.
I went into this. But
that's not the reason you don't advocate it, Don. You just say you don't advocate.
No, I'm telling you, don't do it because it doesn't work.
They know the toad.
But it was consensual, right? Between you and the toad.
You know what happens between the toad and me stays between
right.
the toad. And
absolutely.
You know, but I was thinking, you know, here I am, naive. I don't know how old I was.
Anything more you want is between you and the toad.
I don't know how, you know, I was young, like, I don't know, 38 or 39.
Yeah, just a kid, really.
But when it happened, I remember thinking this would be the best because I wouldn't have to pay for anything because I could just go out in the woods.
Toads are free.
You know, God supplies. But
You don't have to go into bad neighborhoods or anything like that. You just go out into the forest.
Good toads are all gone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, shout out to Buzz.
Hey.
Right on. We love Buzz.
Thanks. I'm stuck in traffic, and I've got to let you know, man, that I am not, definitely not cruising in memory of Dale Earnhardt. Peace out.
Okay. Oh, wow. That guy was a little wrapped tight. You got a message.
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Yeah.
God needs a driver. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
All right.
There?
Thank you. Yeah,
that would have been your
sir,
turn.
Sir, listen, I want you to remember this always, okay? You blew it.
Yeah, you had an opportunity. You said, hey, Don and Mike. Don said, yeah, and then silence.
Sir?
Now, right now, I'm thinking
sir,
maybe...
I'm really sorry to have woken you from your slumber.
No, it's not a phone. No.
Yeah, my phone was cutting out.
There's a time now, Ron. You shut me down.
I offered you a chance when we could have done something, and you blew it!
You blew it!
You blew
it! My phone was cutting out.
No, but technically, it's your phone, so you did blow it.
Mm-hmm.
You blew it.
I'm sorry.
Was your call worthwhile?
No.
No. No, see, you didn't have a thought then, either. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Why say thank you to him?
Hello, I've been drinking all day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
I got a toad in my pants.
So do I. Oh. So do I. Don't try to lick it, though.
He's laughing, showing his teeth.
Got a toad in my pants. Don and Mike, hello.
Everything's funny on St. Patrick's Day.
Hello there. Hello.
A lot of them going around.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, it's the phone scan, dude. It's a St. Patrick's Day phone scan.
All right.
At least he's being honest about what his problem is.
Well, maybe not a problem.
Not a problem at all.
Not a problem for him. He's high functioning. Right?
He's high and he's functioning.
Well, I think we just proved that wrong.
Yes, I guess not. Sorry about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, man. Decriminalize it.
Is this one of your drug songs?
It's a Bob Marley song, I believe. Decriminalize it.
Oh, you know what I thought it was? I thought it was those guys from Quiznos Subs.
No.
Hey, those ads are the greatest.
They are good.
Yeah, they are. Fun.
The ones that look like half-dead hamsters where they're just singing, subs are good, subs are good.
They've been around for a while. You can check them out at the website rathergood.com.
And I love their toasted toad.
Hello, Don Mike show.
Lick it.
Don't lick it.
Crispy.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike here.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
You taking Jeremy to Hank's Look Around tonight?
Jeremy, no, I don't know anyone named Jeremy anymore.
Jeremy, do you want to say Jeremy
Piven?
Jeremy Piven?
Jeremy Piven? Maybe leaving with Jeremy Piven.
Hold on, there's a prize for you because I got what you were going for.
I hope you bring Jeremy Piven.
I got what you were going for.
I hope we get to meet Jeremy Piven.
He'll be out.
It's from Buzz's absence show. Jeremy Piven.
My favorite all-time show.
You seem rather enamored with him.
Words are hard,
Jeremy Piven. Listen, enjoy your Tony Soprano robe with the Sopranos prize pack. Make sure you watch The Sopranos Sunday night, new episode 9 Eastern, 8 Central on HBO, followed by Deadwood. Thank you.
All right.
Hold on just a second.
That's what Howard Stern says every day. Stay tuned.
Up next.
12 noon.
For Deadwood.
Deadwood. Also known as Bill O'Reilly.
Thank you.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
I got one word for you.
Yeah.
Wartner.
I got one, two, three, hold on. You know, I'm making a sentence here.
I know, I think you might have to make a sentence.
Because
this phone scan is very interesting.
Weird.
Okay, what was the word again?
Wartner.
Wartner. Now, what are you doing? None of us get it, sir. What are you doing?
Those troublesome tongue warts?
Wartner.
Wartner. Tongue warts? What are you talking about, you idiot?
Are you talking about, is this a Toad reference?
Yes, it is.
And then, no, not good at all.
No, don't give him a ding. Absolutely not. Oh, no.
Bad.
Now, come here. Put your face down by the telephone. I want to rub your nose in this phone call. Let me hear you put your nose all the way down on the receiver. Do it! Do it, you animal!
Don, I believe he's already hung up.
Oh, well, you're going back to the pound. Or maybe even worse, I'll just do one of those things and go, you want to go for a ride? I do this sometimes with our listeners. I go, who wants to go for a ride? Who wants to go outside? Want to go outside, listeners? Come on. Want to get in Daddy's car? Come on, let's get in Daddy's car. And they get in the car, and they're all happy, and they're sweating and everything. Man. And then I take them out in the middle of nowhere and say, now, go catch this ball.
Go get the ball.
And I throw the ball, and a bunch of our listeners go running after it, and I go, ah!
And then he's gone.
Like the wind.
Yeah, and they're never found, most of them.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Well, and the ones who are put down.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
I'm here to say something to all the people who need to shut up today. Shut up! Shut up! Shut up again! And then shout out some more! Shut up!
Okay, thank
you. I think he's got a point.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
Radio God.
Yeah, come on.
What is the problem today?
What is the delay? I pick up the phone, I say, Don and Mike show. God, please don't.
I mean, really, that's like the 10th person that said, what is your problem?
Don't make me rub your nose in it.
God. Hello?
Hello? Yes, animal. Hello? Hello, man who's
now you laugh.
Man who's as dumb as a dog. Hello.
And then he hangs up.
Come on, hey, good boy.
Might have been the lead in.
Good boy.
Left. You know, left in the field.
You know what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna have to take the next caller like it's a dog.
All right, very good.
I'm gonna pretend like I'm talking to one of my dogs.
That's right. But you have to get the good reaction, you have to talk to the dog nicely.
Here we go. Now watch this. Just like I talked about, I'll pretend I'm talking to Rudy, my littlest dog.
All right.
Hey, Rudy boy, we're daddy's boy. We're daddy boy. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Don, Mike, how you doing?
Hi there, you're a good boy. Are you a good boy? Yeah, were you a good boy when Daddy was at work today? Yes, you were. What'd you want to talk to us about on the show today? Good boy. You want me to scratch behind your ear? Oh, that's a good boy. If you make a good call, Daddy give you a cookie. Now, what'd you want to say, good boy?
You're killing me, Bobby.
What'd you want to say, good boy? Oh, that's a good boy.
Okay, I think he's listening now. I think he's paying attention.
Daddy's good boy. Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm paying attention there. No, when y'all were talking about that TV show Cheaters the other day.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I saw one, and I've been trying to call you and tell you about it. The host got stabbed.
You actually saw the one where the host got stabbed?
Yeah.
We were talking about that the other day.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't
know that it even airs anywhere near to where we live on the East Coast.
Yes, I live in Charlottesville, but I work in Culpeper, so I get to show up there.
Culpeper. Yeah.
Of course they do. It's like it's on 24 hours a day there.
We don't get regular network, but we get Cheaters.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, this is Surf. Am I caller 100?
Hey, we're supposed to see Surf tomorrow.
Yeah, you want to know something weird.
Mm-hmm. That's weird that you called.
Oh, that's right. Behind the scenes. But I'll tell you how things work at Infinity Broadcasting. One of the stations that this company owns, Arrow, the classic rock station, they're, I guess, having their studios refurbished.
I think fumigated.
And I hope that it turns out as Jim Dandy as this refurbishment.
Oh, yeah, because this one was choice.
This was beautiful. It's like the Star Trek Enterprise working here.
Wow. Yeah, it's the kind of refurbishment they did here where, for light years, this place will be very, very modern.
So here's the deal. That tomorrow, while they're doing this at this radio station, this with Trading Places thing, they're putting another radio station in one of our
adjacent production rooms.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah, and you know, and now lots of facilities around the country have multiple radio stations. We don't. We have one radio station in this building.
We're standalone.
So it's very similar. If you've ever seen the movie The Shawshank Redemption, when they bring the other DJs in, it's going to be like when all the guys were watching the prisoners come into jail.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to line up against the fence and we're going to say, "Hey, sweetheart," when they're coming into our That's prison. And then, of course, one guy's going to get beaten to death.
Yeah, and I was going to say, there's going to be one guy that we're going to have to make an example of.
That's the way it's going to work.
And incidentally, if the guys from the other stations are listening, Joe's your bitch. if you know what I'm saying, because that's part of prison life as well.
Absolutely.
You got to pick one. You got to find one guy. You got to make your fight to let him know you're a tough guy.
Yeah.
And then you got to say, "I'm a tough guy, but I got a guy here who can take care of your needs."
It'll be, it'll go like this. One of those disc jockeys from the other station will go down to the men's room, and a bunch of us will be standing around having a smoke, you know, three or four of us, and as soon as the door closes, it's all over.
And then the manager comes in and says, "What happened?" Mm-hmm. We'll all say at the same time, "He fell."
Yeah, he fell.
And, he fell.
And, of course, even if the guy has consciousness, he won't be, he'll be too scared to
admit. That's right.
Yeah, but you guys, just remember, don't forget your sock full of soap.
So tomorrow, while we're doing this show, one of our sister stations will be broadcasting just feet away.
That'll be great.
And that guy that was mentioned, Surf, works at the other station, and we haven't seen him in years.
He's a good guy, but we'll still goof on him tomorrow.
Oh,
we'll still go ruin his show.
Yeah, but you know, we can't be too rough on him.
I know, because it's like the thing with Surf is it's like Harden and Weaver. You know, we used to say for years when Mike and I did the morning show,
right,
we were always number two in the ratings behind these guys on WMAL who had been there, you know, since Marconi built radio. We always said the only way our show was ever going to get number one in the morning is one day we hide outside WMAL when these guys leave at 10 o'clock and we go, "Boo!"
We're number one now, man.
And sadly, Surf is now, well, he's almost in Harden and Weaver category.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
What are you doing?
We're fulfilling a 5-year contract. What are you doing?
I love you.
I'll love you more.
Oh, my God, you guys rock.
Aren't you sweet?
We love you more.
No, why? My girlfriend's with me. They want to say hi.
Sure, go ahead.
Hi.
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 Hi there. Girls, are you coming down?
Guys?
Are you coming to O'Mara's tonight?
What is that?
Do you have your fake IDs yet?
Do we have our fake IDs? We're well over the age to get in there.
Well, hey, ladies.
It's ladies' night at Mike's place.
We talked to Joe earlier. We showed him our pictures on the internet.
Oh, you showed Joe your pictures on the internet.
You have pictures on the internet, eh?
What's Joe been doing today?
Oh, I don't know.
All right.
You know, what are you guys doing, though? Happy St. Patty's Day.
Same to you, honey.
Oh, you humongous taco!
Oh, that's congratulations.
Congratulations.
She said she has humongous tatas.
Oh, good.
Yes, congratulations.
He said congratulations. Hey, what are you guys doing? Just chilling?
We're fulfilling a 5-year contract. What are you doing?
Waiting to meet you guys.
Really?
To meet the stud muffins of my life.
Wow.
Really?
Are you sure you've got the right radio station?
Oh, yeah, baby. I got the right two stud muffins.
Hey, baby.
Hey, stop. My three girlfriends are trying to attack me for the phone. Here.
You must be really drunk if you want us.
Three.
No, I'm not.
You know, the most magical things happen on St. Patrick's.
Looks don't matter to me.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I like your
bye, whore.
That's the first time I knew she was sincere.
Bye, whore.
Hi, baby. Looks don't matter to me.
Mike Show, hello.
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby. Don and Mike. Hello, baby.
Hello to you, baby.
Hi, baby. Hello, sir. What can we do for you?
Hey, some info on your tarp from American Idol.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Utah, and I just got to tell you that his personality is such a Utah thing. I graduated with 10 guys who are just fit that guy to a T.
Well, you know, we got a call yesterday. It said the paper he's from Idaho, and then some guy called and said he was from Bakersfield, California. Here's why he's going to win. He is universally retarded. Everybody,
all states are claiming him.
Everybody knows some guy like the three named retarded boy on American Idol.
He's an everyman.
Thank you, my friend. And 12 votes I got in for him last night.
Yeah, he's going to win again.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Wayne Arbusto.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Okay.
Hey, I got a question for Mike. Hey, Mike, are you going to have you thought about or have the inkling to have spotters at your new reach around?
Spotters.
Spotters.
Spotters for what, sir?
Those would be people that would be sitting at your bar watching pours and people taking in money since they're ripping you off 10,000 blind.
Yeah, well, no, it's, you know, we're all over that, sir. It's incredible, and we're hoping we're going to be able to buy a new ice machine.
I thought he was talking about girls who are having the problem with
spotters.
Spotting.
Yeah. I hope not.
You better have a special section for them.
I sure hope so.
Are you spotting?
Spotters.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And
you know,
Mike.
You know, girls who travel, they're train spotters.
Train spotters. And I think it's official. I don't want any more help from people.
Hello, sure? Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, last caller here.
Oh, really?
Well.
Hello, Don and Mike show. See, he was close to being the last caller, but he wasn't. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was calling to chat with Don.
Whoa. Last caller. That's you. You're the last caller, so you get a prize. What would you like to say?
I would like to say you guys can't treat your callers like dogs because we all like dogs. You have to treat the people who are idiots who don't say hi right off the bat when you talk to them. You have to treat them like your own personal Jesus. You have to nail them to that sacrificial cross, not being able to call.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. So all callers that don't respond quickly are never allowed to call again.
Yeah, but we have no way of controlling that. If you're a man... would give us a hand. I'd love nothing better if Jesus would get involved and every time we get a bad caller, he would like strike them deaf or blind or mute or something.
Nah, I still go with your idea, Don. You take him out to the vacant lot and throw the ball.
Absolutely. You're all dogs. Hey, you're a dog too. Hey, what's your name, sir?
Greg.
That's a good boy. Where are you from?
Oh, can you scratch me behind the ear and make my legs shake?
Right, now I'm getting a little disturbed by
it. Where are you from, good boy? Where are you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Donnie.
All right, this is somehow turning very gay.
I'm scared.
Very, very gay. His leg began to shake.
Listen, you've got the Orioles tickets for opening day. How is that?
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's great. Now, all of a sudden, now he's a man again. He's not a dog
now. Now he's not playing the game.
All of a sudden, he's not a dog. For opening night, when the Orioles play the Red Sox, this is the official Major League Baseball opener, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, Sunday, April 4th, 8:05. Enjoy your tickets. Season tickets are on sale now. Don't bother calling because I'm telling you, this number is always busy because the Orioles are so hot.
Yeah!
888-848-BIRD.
Bird!
Thank you, my friend. Hello? Are you there? Hey, are you still there?
Here, boy.
Hey, hello?
Can you believe it? That. He had the best prize of the day.
Hello?
I think he got excited.
And he's gone.
Hold on there. Oh, the guy said something.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, somebody hit a delay.
That was him.
The guy said something funny. You mean the guy can't even say that now?
No. Yeah, it was, you know what? I think it was the fact that he said it twice.
Yeah. I didn't hit the button.
It wasn't what you said. It's the fact that you repeated it. I don't think we need to go into it,
whatever you said.
Okay, I will not repeat.
Don't say it again. 888-848-BIRD. And this news just in from Camden Yards, Mike.
Yes.
All ice machines up and running.
I'm excited to hear it.
Camden Yards. Hey, thank you for listening on Live 105.
No problem. No problem at all.
Hold on, Dudeski. That's in Baltimore, Maryland, also known as Charm City.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He's Buzz.
It's me. He made it up.
All right, Buzz, I'm ready. What is your lead story today on the news in the comments?
Today, here comes more evidence that Adolf Hitler was a gay.
Well, we knew that already, didn't we?
Yes.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I may, I'd like to share a few off-the-cuff remarks about Singular Wireless.
Singular is my favorite, too. I love Singular because only Singular has rollover, Don.
Rollover? Don't get me started on rollover. I love rollover.
Why shouldn't you? Rollover lets you roll over your unused anytime minutes from month to month for up to a year.
It'll make your day. Remember, it's Singular with a C. C-I-N-G-U-L-A-R.
I should also mention that the Motorola V400 color screen camera phone is only $99.99 after a $100 mail-in rebate and a 2-year service agreement.
And don't forget, with Singular's Nation plan, it's $49.99. Comes with 600 national anytime minutes, 5,000 nationwide mobile-to-mobile minutes, and 5,000 national night and weekend minutes.
Wow, and you never pay roaming or long distance. 1 or 2-year contract required.
So why wait? Do what some people did. See people at Singular or visit them online. We're trying very hard. They keep writing like it's a personal thing. Not.
Sure it is.
Not personal, okay?
Nothing personal.
Oh, hi.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
National Treasures. Don and Mike.
Right, right. Time for Buzz now. You know, here's a script I can read. We were just reading a commercial. I love calling it a script. Yeah. We were just reading a script for a commercial.
Oh, this is a product you endorse.
See, Mike, here's the thing.
Right.
I can read about Viramax, but I'm not saying that I use Viramax.
But any of us in this room, if given the opportunity, would eat the stuff like M&M's.
You know what?
Bye.
All right. Just for the sake of argument, Buzz eats them all the time.
He does indeed.
I dare say he's addicted to Viramax.
Coursing through my veins.
The world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. Viramax. Number one because it really works. Dr. DeBella.
Someone call for a doctor.
Clinically tested and patented. Viramax available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
So go eat one.
Eat one, then step off.
Go ahead, enter.
Maybe two.
You see, the thing is, with the other script that we were reading, what they want us to say is that we love the product. And
personal endorsement.
And we have no problem reading a commercial for anybody.
No.
Really, if you're advertising with us, we love you. We're glad to read all of your commercials.
And we love the sponsors on this show. They somehow sometimes don't trust us, though.
Just, you know, don't make the commercial say, I love the product.
Yeah. Go figure.
Because, you know,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to get into territory here I don't need to get into. Because I'm sure it's a wonderful, I'm sure they're all wonderful products.
They are.
Here's the thing.
That's what you don't understand.
They're all wonderful products.
They are.
Why do they think that if we say we use the product, people would buy it anyway?
Well, you know, you're talking about millions and millions of dollars that have been paid out over the years for that.
All right, well, then I'll just combine it all together.
Mm-hmm.
I took Viramax and I had sex with my Singular phone.
Yeah! Now it's off to Amara's.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah,
thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Thank you. Get ready for more evidence Adolf Hitler was gay. And in his case, there's something terribly wrong with that. Hitler killed and persecuted gays along with Jews and almost everyone who wasn't white. The king of the anti-Semites may also have been the king of the homophobes.
And this is from the Hitler miniseries.
Right.
Shut up!
See, he doesn't like
Hitler. Well, you know what they say about real homophobes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they got the latent latent thing. The
tendency, right.
And here's your prime example.
Welcome, Dolph!
Hang on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Run, boy.
Good for you.
He doesn't sound like a fag to me.
Run, boy.
He's an evil killer.
Rock some prison.
No, Aegon. But I did something much harder than that.
Now that.
I wrote a book.
he's evil.
No, mm-hmm. That would be the actor playing him.
He doesn't sound gay. Well, now you want an evil Nazi?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, watch out.
Hey, there you go.
And remember those pictures.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Where are the pictures I was supposed to see? Two.
A respected German historian claims Hitler ordered the deaths of several high-ranking Nazis to keep his secret. Police reports also suggest that Hitler was, in his youth, pursued by police because of his sexual orientation.
What a horrible thing to say.
But perhaps true. Quoting the historian, Hitler managed to lure many young men to his side, but not only for political reasons, end quote.
For pleasure.
Cinemax will air a documentary about this on Hitler's birthday, Tuesday, April 20th, called
Hello?
The Hidden Führer, Debating the Enigma of Hitler's Sexuality.
I'm looking for Rommel, the magnificent bastard. This is Adolf Hitler calling.
Hello. Well, what lovely uniforms. We are going to design new ones. Lovely uniforms.
I think that we should plan our next fold. And remember, you can't spell
Shane. Listen to this.
Hitler out. Seacrest out.
Hitler and Seacrest. Lisa Marie Presley's big mouth has just gotten her called before a grand jury.
Well, thank you very much.
Or maybe that's what she wanted.
Now, both she and Michael have been called to appear before a grand jury in Santa Barbara, California. Behind closed doors, the grand jury will hear evidence that Michael Jackson molested a boy or boys. And then it will decide if the case goes to trial.
Uh-huh.
Lisa Marie wasn't going to be called until she told an Australian interviewer this week that she left Michael because she was, quote, seeing things going on that I couldn't do anything about, end
she
quote.
Is. I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night. And
you goof it up. Sounds like a dad.
It's Elvis' daughter, Buzz.
I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. We'll goof it up. Just, you know, please forgive us.
Spooky.
Anyway, I mentioned this yesterday.
Right, you did.
I saw the interview.
Right.
And what she says is actually, now they beep out because she uses profanity, which mm-hmm. I guess, you know, they're more advanced over there than we are here. But the guy, the interviewer, says we're like a Good Morning America. So what did you see? And she says, I don't even want to go there. You don't even want to know what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to forget everything that I saw.
Yeah, and now she's going to have to go and say what she saw, right?
This little hint that she put out there in the press got the grand jury's attention. Like I said,
maybe that's what she wanted, because she can say things to a grand jury that a confidentiality agreement would otherwise prevent her from saying.
Here is Lisa Marie Presley.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
So let me get this straight. If you have a confidentiality agreement,
right,
and you say to an interviewer, I can't talk about what I know, then the grand jury can subpoena you, and then you do say?
That gives them enough curiosity to invite you in, and then you have to answer the question.
You know what?
Question.
The truth will set you free.
Wasn't that kind of the plot of that movie, The Insider, with Russell Crowe, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Part of that he signed the confidentiality agreement with the cigarette makers.
Yeah, and he was compelled to testify before Congress
right.
when they were doing that, and they were trying to do everything possible to, basically tell him not to.
And about that movie, what's the name of that movie?
The Insider.
The Insider. The Insider.
With Al Pacino.
The greatest scene in that movie would be when the fat lawyer, Russell Crowe, is up on the stand, and the guy for the cigarette company says, now you can't even do this. You've signed the confidentiality agreement. You can't do this. And then the guy who's Russell Crowe's lawyer, the fat guy, he's a
and
great...
And he goes nuts.
Yeah. A really great actor. One of those guys that's not in a lot of movies.
Character actor. Yeah.
But he goes...
Played a golfer in Bagger Vance. That's the only one.
He did, right.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking
about. And you have to reference a scene.
And he's Southern, too, right? He's a Mississippi lawyer.
He goes, I got news for you. This is not North Carolina. This is not South Carolina. This is the great state of Louisiana, or whatever state it is.
Yeah, right.
And if you have anything else to say, you will say it, and the doctor will answer these questions. Do you have anything else to say? And the guy looks really like...
Dramatic high point of the movie.
Cool.
Great movie, The Insider.
It's fantastic. And then right after that, he says...
I am a visionary.
No! Kill Hank!
News from out west, they'd say. In fun-loving Arizona, the state senate has voted to raise the speed limit to 80.
Yeah.
Those same
fantastic.
The same fun-loving senators have voted not to let cops pull over drivers who are not wearing seatbelts. So even if it is just on rural interstates, it is the highest speed limit now in the U.S.
All right.
Sometimes a senator needs to get home fast.
Sure.
They say with a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit, 80 is how fast everyone was driving anyway.
Hey, but isn't that true? I mean, when you see 65, it's 75. Hey, when you see 75, it's 80. For those of you who live in real urban areas, and I know that when we go to see Bart, or when I went down south in Daytona when we were suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get past the big city with 55 and you get to 65, you think, oh, this is cool because you're driving along at 70 and you're feeling pretty good.
Making time.
Then you get down by North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia,
be careful,
Florida, and all of a sudden it becomes 75, and then you start thinking, well, I'm doing 80.
That's how they get you.
You know, I could do 85. All these other people are doing 85.
That's right.
And then you come back home, and all of a sudden, 55 seems like you're walking backward.
Yeah, and occasionally when you're making that little jaunt through South Carolina and Georgia, you get the occasional little town that you did not see the fact that it dropped back down to 45 when you were
right.
Through.
That happened to me down there at South Carolina.
Mr. Sos, that's a work zone. And I'd like you to step out of your vehicle, please.
You've been there.
Yes, I have many, many times. Well, I understand you're a
highfalutin radio celebrity. Well, that's just going to be fine. Why don't you spend the night in our little town? And I'd like you to meet Victor. He'll be your sailman tonight.
I am a visionary.
Yes, sirree. Victor, say hi to Mr. Salt. He came all the way up from Virginia.
Now, why don't you get out of those things?
We're going to put you in some prison blues.
Get you cleaned up first.
There you go. I'll clean you myself, personally.
Meanwhile, over in Utah, the governor has signed a ban on firing squads. Until now, a condemned man in Utah...
Oh, what?
Rob, what are you applauding for?
Condemned man in Utah had a choice till now.
Come back to haunt me.
He could either get the modern lethal injection, or he could be riddled full of bullets from a row of men who really want to shoot something.
That's right.
Now, like a lot of states, it's just lethal injection now. Officials say evil killers will no longer be able to go out in, quote, a blaze of glory.
Uh-oh.
But officials say they will make exceptions...
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world.
Yeah.
So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Hi, Wendell.
Good luck.
Even with the new ban, officials say they will make exceptions for the four death row guys who've already requested the shooting gallery.
Good luck.
And there are worse ways to die. Ask the Joplin, Missouri man who used to work in a microwave popcorn factory.
I saw this on the news.
Yeah, this is pretty nasty.
This guy, and fascinating and strange, he had to breathe the very fine butter-flavored yellow dust that gets mixed in with the salt and hydrogenated vegetable oils in the paper bag that you put into your microwave.
That's what makes it so good, Buzz. That's what makes it taste so good. That's why I like it so bad.
Wait, it's presumed safe once
again. Orville Redenbacher, I like him so bad. I'd like to die.
It's supposed to be safe.
And whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Once it gets to you, because the dust is weighted down by the oil. But be careful if you buy the powder itself, which you can do. Eric People's lungs are permanently ruined, and now he has a $20 million settlement from the factory so he can get a lung transplant.
Well, all we are is dust in the wind.
A jury made it so this week, and Eric has other cases pending, even with the transplant, though Eric's life expectancy is about 10 more years.
And his wife got some money, too, right?
He's 32 years old. She gets $2 million of that $20
million. So you did find out what Mrs. Butter's worth?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Sorry.
One butter.
I'm very sorry. I'm here all week.
We got a break.
Yes.
We got a break. Are you going to your shindig?
Yeah, I have to go get your table ready.
Okay, we'll see you there tonight.
Yes, boys. Look forward to having you all come
out
there.
Look around cafe.
Thank you, Hank.
Okay.
You want me to leave now?
Yeah, leave now.
Oh, come on now. Why don't you just break for commercials?
Oh, leave now.
I know what's going to happen if I leave now. In fact, you gave a little extra time now. You're going to talk about me when I'm gone.
Well, it'll either be now or when you're in the car.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Good luck, Mike.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
You want to give your place a plug? What's the address of your joint, Mike?
8971 Center Street.
8971 Center Street in Manassas.
And anything you want. It is asked for one of my special rooms.
Double.
Anything goes.
Double price.
Anything goes. Hey, he's so uptight.
St. Patrick's Day.
You got your keys? You okay? Okay. See you there. Hey, now. Rooting for you.
Everything's going to go smooth as ice.
Rooting for you. Oh, man.
A little wound up, but understandably so.
Yeah, it's a big night for Mike. Yeah. There he goes. Yeah. Bye-bye. Now he's stopping to hear what we're saying. He's stopping to listen outside. He can't do it.
Can't do it.
No, don't come back.
Nah, go.
Here.
Good luck.
Okay, get out of here.
Make it happen.
You big lug.
Yeah.
Hey, now. Hey, now. See, he's... See, get out of here.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
For God's sakes. I'm Larry Sanders. Get out of here.
It'll be fine.
Get out of here.
Michael Mara.
Okay. Buzz, what's next?
Coming up next, a ray of hope in the indecency witch hunt.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
I didn't get that today. At my luncheon with Alan Linewater.
Sorry to hear that.
That was another one of the games that Alan failed at today.
Oh, dear.
Along with the Dan Snyder game. He failed at Explain the FCC to Me game.
Can anyone really?
No. All right. No. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Yeah. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, sir. Nothing.
They are Icelandic cowboys in the West. Don and Mike.
And right here is where I always say, hey, don't forget tonight, besides Mike's place opening, go see our friends Ron and Fez. It'll be a dream. That's in D.C. They're having their St. Patrick's party. Am I right? Wow, that's good guy. Tight.
I'm going to both places.
So am I.
Okay.
I'll see you at one of the places.
I'm going to Mike's first.
I'm going to Ron and Fez's first.
Oh, well, maybe we'll pass in the night.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Oh, and Mike, don't call in. We're coming to your place first. That was a joke.
Yeah. Just kidding.
I just saw Mike in the bathroom. He still hasn't left.
Oh, my.
He was in there changing his shirt. He said, the new shirt I put on smells like mold.
Oh, dear. Well, you can't have that on opening night.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
And he said, your table. You know, your table is going to be in the corner. I said, Mike, it's okay.
It's fine.
The table will be for you six. Okay, now, what time are you going to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Leaving as soon as the show.
Yeah.
Do you think this shirt smells? I said, no. It's beautiful. Get out of here, sweetheart. Get out of here. Have a good opening.
Yeah.
Really. You're a visionary, Mike.
I am a visionary.
You are. Hi, Buzz.
It's going to go smooth as ice. Hi, Don. Except for the Jesse Ventura thing, Minnesota has long been known for its progressive politics. Now there's a proposal there to forbid the use of food stamps to buy candy and soda.
I understand that they're so progressive.
Yes.
You have to make a reservation just to get a request.
The cafe. The idea is to force the poor to spend their...
What was that, Robin? It was Surf's Progressive Cafe.
No, Surf's Progressive Show.
Yes.
And it was his wife doing a pretend English accent.
Yeah, yeah.
So exclusive, you need a reservation just to listen.
Just to listen.
Uh-huh. But the idea of this proposal in Minnesota is to force the poor to spend their food stamps for what they need most, real nutrition. There would be exceptions. A Hershey bar would be okay if it has almonds. A Kit Kat would be okay because it contains flour.
For poor people?
Yes. Yeah, but
no.
They'd be restricted from just plain candy.
They should just have scraps. No. Listen, here's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
No worky, no candy.
They're basically saying...
No money,
you can't,
no candy.
Here they're saying you can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
When I was checking at Safeway in college and we were in a bad neighborhood, what would be real common is people would come in and buy onions.
Uh-huh.
One onion with a food stamp would cost about 14 cents.
Right.
And then you would get 86 cents change. And after you bought about five onions, you'd have enough for a six pack. And you never lived until you took a food stamp that someone kept in their shoe.
Oh.
That's nasty.
That's sad. The proposal now goes to the state's lawmakers for a vote.
Sad. Why am I laughing?
I don't know.
I don't know. But
why am I laughing?
They never ate the onions. They just drank the beer.
Oh, I bet they ate them. Critics say the government has no business looking into people's kitchen cabinets.
Well, poor people shouldn't have candy anyway.
Or cabinets.
I'm sorry.
No
cabinets, no candy for you poor people. Sorry. Here's a nice box.
Of onions.
Not to dwell,
a box of onions. Here's a box of onions.
A carton.
After you're done selling them at your local Safeway, live in the box, okay? Thank you. And no, I don't need my windshield clean. Thank you.
Not to dwell, but another ray of hope for those against the indecency witch hunt.
Time for the FCC update.
That's right. Both proposals before Congress would force the FCC to consider fines against individual performers as well as the stations they're on.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why not fine the DJs as well?
Well, turns out that's not just the DJs. It would also apply to, say, Britney and all the rappers and all the rockers.
Oh.
They are individual performers.
Oh, good heavens, no, Buzz.
Heaven. No.
And the fines are up to $11,000 per utterance. So the recording artists are scared. Rich, but scared. And now they're speaking out against these new indecency proposals.
Here's Britney Spears.
Shut up!
Thank you, Britney.
Quoting Don Henley, scares the devil out of me, and for Don Henley, that's saying something.
Well, listen, Don Henley doesn't have to worry about this because, hello,
mm-hmm.
Let me go into my rock and roll knowledge of rock and roll college
uh-huh.
knowledge. Last time Don Henley had a hit record,
yes.
I believe, God damn, what was it, 1985?
It was a while.
Like 88,
yeah.
I thought.
88, you're being generous at 88, but okay, uh-huh. Let's say 90.
Okay.
Let's just round it off
crazy,
at 1990. Yeah, that would be 14 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but The Boys of Summer was recently remade to much success.
By the Ataris.
Yes.
And
right.
I know that they had the Hell Freezes Over tour and all, but listen,
mm-hmm.
Don Henley, don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with any of your songs. Yeah. Everybody wants you. You're the new kid
wow.
in town.
He's speaking for the recording artist, as he did before when Tipper Gore wanted labels on everything.
Well,
shut up!
Listen, if you're not making that type of music, just shut up. Shut up and make your nice tequila sunrise.
The New York Daily News.
Have a nice, peaceful, easy feeling. What's wrong with that? Take it easy.
Yeah.
All those Eagles songs.
Yeah.
What's wrong with them? See you at the Hotel California, Don.
The New York Daily News says people are talking about MTV's newfound conservatism, mainly about what MTV did with the new Fountains of Wayne video, Mexican Wine, featuring a 10-year-old girl introducing the band and the song.
Great video, and really, no kidding.
Good song.
Great song. Yeah. Track number one on the Fountains of Wayne CD. It's fantastic. She was born and Mexican Wine. Yeah, and then it kicks into high gear.
That's a great record.
Great band.
MTV reportedly refused to play this video because it featured a 10-year-old uttering the word wine. The new video has no 10-year-olds. It's been re-edited.
Of course it has. Let's get some news on. Time for news.
Prince, meanwhile, is having no trouble behaving. He's refusing to do any of his old sexy songs now that he's a devout Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, please.
Quoting a friend of his, Prince feels he has closed that overtly sexual chapter of his life.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep lying. So the MTV will run the Fountains of Wayne video, but
now
edited.
It's been edited. Yes.
Also from MTV, I saw this online today. They were going to do the Real World in Philadelphia.
Right. I remember.
They've pulled it.
Really?
I mean, this is not a joke.
As quickly as they decided, they've canceled it.
Yep. They've canceled it because something in Philadelphia just didn't work out.
Oh, really? What would that be?
Tim Sabian.
Oh. That'll do it every time.
WYSB. I don't know, but they pulled out of the. Let me get that thing. Hold on.
All right.
Let me find it here. MTV. It was something like Philadelphia is just not right for the Real World is what it said. Hold on a second.
You want me to continue with this while you look?
Hold on. Now I got it here. Hold on.
Okay.
Look how fast my computer is.
That's
now, Buzz.
Unbelievable.
Look at this. It's just gone over. Here we go. MTV's Real World shutdown in Philly.
Uh-huh.
On a day when Philly... Oops. Hold on. Here we go. Philadelphia Youth Culture brought home the equivalent, blah, blah, blah. After considerable evaluation, we're disappointed to announce that we are not going to shoot The Real World in Philadelphia.
Huh.
Said a spokesperson for MTV, who did not offer any information as to why they are pulling out of Philly and had no clue as to where production would land next.
That's odd, because there's Los Angeles, Honolulu, Las Vegas. Doesn't Philadelphia stand a figure?
I don't get it.
Me
it's
neither.
Mysterious.
I love that city.
The city
and the
of
people.
City of brotherly love, you know.
That's
know.
Right. Great bell.
They loved our show.
I'll have a cheese whip.
Here's a great bell.
That is a great bell. It's not cracked. Our boss, meanwhile, is calling out the lawmakers behind these tough new proposals.
Which boss?
Republicans. Well, first let me tell you, Republicans.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Chief Mel Karmazin apologized for that, but reminded the senator it wasn't graphic or sexual. Quoting Mel, "We are doing our best to comply with the vague, generic indecency standard and the FCC's often conflicting rulings in this sensitive First Amendment area."
See, but here's the thing, and who am I to criticize Mel Karmazin?
Well,
nobody. I'm
going to
step
not.
Away from
no,
getting fired.
Crazy.
I wanted to say this if Mike was here. But really, if Mel really felt that way, why did he apologize? Here's the thing. It's like when someone says, "I apologize."
He was just saying, I apologize if you were offended by that, but
okay.
It's not indecent.
Okay. He could have done without the apology part, because when
right.
somebody says to me, mm-hmm. "I apologize if you were offended,"
mm-hmm.
what they're saying is,
yeah, I know.
I said what I said, and you're a dumbass because mm-hmm. you're offended by it. But if you're so stupid as to be offended by it,
right.
okay, I apologize.
He's not saying he's sorry it was said. He's saying he's sorry that that particular guy was offended by it. That's all.
It's a good thing Mel didn't say it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm not really sorry.
Right.
What,
yeah.
what haven't I done for you?
That wouldn't play. You'll read it first in the Inquirer, but you'll hear it first here.
Oh, here we go.
Men prefer short women. A new study says short women
well,
have better luck finding men.
How tall was Laura?
Short.
4'10", I think.
So, what is this story about now?
That men prefer short women.
Right, well, I don't know.
Michael
Mara. No, in general, I think they're saying.
Oh, okay, so we're not being specific about Mike.
No, not yet. A new study says...
Exactly, how you doing, Mike? I'm only doing this now because I know you're in the car. I'm only doing it because I know you're in the car.
That's for you.
And I know you don't know the hotline number.
Now that made him laugh.
So please don't hit me tonight.
A new study says short women have better luck finding men. A study of 10,000 women found that those between 4'10 and 5'2 are the most likely to find a long-term relationship.
Winner!
They're also more likely than taller women to be married with children by the age of 42.
Winner!
Researchers say they aren't sure why.
Winner!
But they also say they know that men over 6 feet are more likely to have a wife and kids than, say, guys my size.
Winner!
Your size.
Yes.
Your size. It's always about size with you, isn't it?
Those of us under 6'4".
Size. Always about size.
Little buzz.
Still no cure for... Oh, well, here's one for Rob. Still no cure for AIDS or cancer, but scientists believe they just about have the baldness thing licked. They finally found the cells that produce hair follicles, and they did it using stem cell research.
What's lucky for me is because Buzz is so short, he usually can't tell how much hair.
That's right. It works out. They've also found that these hair-producing cells can be implanted to successfully grow hair, and the truth is they say it may lead to a cure for some kinds of cancer and to help burn patients as well. They say using this new discovery to grow hair, though,
George Michael,
for the public, could be about 5 or 10 years away.
You know, and again, I think of this when I watched, and I get my Law & Order SUVs mixed up.
Yeah.
But the Law & Order SUV that was on last night.
Okay.
It has the theme, dun, 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 dun. It's the one with Ice-T and Richard Belzer. Okay, the guy who is the lead detective, who works with the girl whose name is Natasha something.
Right.
Doesn't that guy look like an ad for Rogaine? Doesn't he look like he's got the bad hair implants?
Growing there, yeah.
Right? So intense in that show, and I saw him once in a comedy, and it was, like, weird.
That guy?
Yeah, believe it or not.
That's another one of those shows. I watch that show every week.
Mm-hmm.
I could not tell you the name of any of those actors except for Ice-T and Richard Belzer.
I can't either. I lost track a long time ago.
And why is it on those shows? Oh, hey.
Hey, it's somebody calling in. Who could it be?
Hello?
I know the hotline.
Thanks.
No, come on. Who gave it to you?
I have it in my phone, my friend. Don't underestimate me. Hey, I have to tell you one thing before I go.
Yes.
This show's fantastic.
That's very nice.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you soon. In sports, USA Today is quoting a recent study by a consulting firm that says March Madness may cost American businesses $1.5 billion in productivity loss.
Not if you take the Julia Spiewak factor. Don't forget, Rob's three-year-old daughter predicted the final four will end up as a final two, Wake Forest versus Duke.
Right.
The winner predicted by Julia Spiewak on this show today.
Duke
University. And to anybody out there who is looking for a happy word at the end of a long day.
Yes.
Yes?
Let me say, from the mouth of babes.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Oh, that's killer.
Hello.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Hi.
Hello.
They say a lot of the blame for the lost productivity goes to just to the time spent filling out the brackets. And finally, police in Titusville, Florida, have arrested a 56-year-old man for flashing some high school girls.
I used to pronounce that town differently.
Yes, I know. We did. There was a time. But there in Titusville, this guy's been arrested for flashing high school girls, and he did it by raising his skirt.
Well.
Quoting a cop, apparently the suspect is a cross-dresser.
This is Sam Huff.
Oh, no.
Quoting a neighbor, I always wondered about him.
Right.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Like Sam Jackson. God, I'm full of the obscure movies today. The Samuel Jackson movie, Formula 51, where he goes to England to make a fantastic new drug that's made out of all legal stuff, and he carries golf clubs, and he wears a kilt, and he's nude underneath.
Yeah, most kilt wearers are.
And that's all I've got. I'm out. We'll see you tomorrow for the It Was Nice Knowing Mike show. Mike, good luck. We hope you live through tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody have a safe St. Patrick's Day. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And then see you. Hey, now. And you.
See, my skirt is green.
You.
Yes?
You get me a big, big glass of vinegar juice tonight.
No ice.
As soon as we're at Mike. And, of course, all my very best.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.